Excuse me.
Dad, are you going to pay me money or not?
No, I'm not going to.
Remember, I know what you get. You're a damn pedophile. All right, just get the hell out of here. I got a goddamn pedophile. Okay, then I quit as your son.
To No More Mulberry, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
In here.
That's it. I mean, we're investigating a scuttling in the hall, trying to figure out who attacked you last night. You bring me in here to look at stick pictures on the shithouse wall, man?
Look close.
It's Egyptian.
Righto, Reno. Hey, you're not as stupid as some folks made you out.
Thank you.
Now, I copied this down yesterday. I came in here to take a shift because they hadn't cleaned up my bathroom. Saw that on the wall, took it back to my room. Looked it up in my books and I wrote it all down. Now this top line translates roughly into Pharaoh gobbles donkey goobers. And the bottom line, Cleopatra does the nasty.
Say what?
Well, pretty much that's the best I can translate it.
Well, all right, so one of the nuts in here, the present company excluded, thinks he's Tutankhamun or something, comes in here, writes hieroglyphics on the wall. I mean, big deal, man. What's the connection? Why are we standing here in a toilet?
Well, I don't know what the connection is exactly. Not yet. But that thing caught me asleep last night. And I came awake just in time. He had me on the floor and had his mouth over my asshole.
A shit eater?
I don't think so. He was after my soul. Now, you can get that out of any major orifice of a person's body. I read about it.
Oh, yeah, where, man? Hustler?
The Everyday Man or Woman's Book of the Soul by David Webb. And they got some pretty good movie reviews in there about stolen soul movies in the back. Come on, I'll show you.
You get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head.
What people?
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I got to listen to people because of your fucking shit? You're ordering me out? You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't order you or anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours, it's my ass.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your TV shows. And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day. They think you went batshit.
I'm only on TV because I gotta be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know, come on.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. That way I have a forum. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around with me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. And now you want to blame your fucking license on me.
No, Nicky, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back up a minute here. 1 minute. I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you... Personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your ass. Then where you gonna go? Your fucking warrant don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.
swallow this.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, swallow this, babe. Wait, that didn't sound right. Hey, everybody! Woo-hoo! It's time for Nowhere Mulberry, everybody. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I am, of course, the J-Strom. We do the show every Friday live. And when we do it live, sometimes things happen, like we lose Bill on Skype.
What?
But nobody needs to know that. Am I right, Bill?
Huh? What?
It all happens behind the curtain. But
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just playing around.
But I'm dropping in on this conversation.
But, hey, we're here to talk about film, television, and pop culture, you know, like we do every Friday, you know, as long as we can, until we lose interest, we start talking about golf or something like that, Bill.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen.
Maybe video game golf.
But welcome to the show, Bill. Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's terrific.
There's another person that's usually on the show. I won't name names, but he's not here as far as I know. Wait, are you here? Hello?
Any text messages or anything yet?
Nope, nothing. I text message him and nothing. So I'm really I'm worried right now.
I bet you he's sleeping.
No. What, Steven?
No, he probably, just like the other week, he came home and then laid down and conked out. And
what was that? That time it was, I just zoned out. Just zoned out watching TV, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was resting his eyes or something.
I'm just resting my, you know, just resting my eyes here. And
he was in
TV.
The hotel room, right?
Yeah.
And he called in. We're like, is that Steve? Are you snoring? No, I'm just resting my eyes.
That's Steven. So cut to, you know, they do the where's Steven, and then the editing, you know, it cuts to him laying in bed snoring. So I guess
I wonder
that's
if you're going to get a text message about halfway through to say, what did he say that one time? Should I come or not?
Steven is my name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He could be on an airplane or something, so hopefully.
That's true, too. Yeah, because you have to turn the phone off on the airplane or it'll crash.
We need to use Steven to his full potential on the show.
Not being used to my ability.
Exactly. Is that like one of the oldest drops on the show?
Yeah, because weren't we talking about that show that had Peter Dinklage in it?
Yeah, now that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but man, that was a weird show. That was like, it had a really good first episode, and then after that it was just blah.
Huh?
Yeah, what did you bull do? Lou, you...
Huh? Steven? What is Steven talking about, Bill?
What did Lou Bull do? I have no idea what he did.
You know, Bill, I've had it written down several times during the show, but we always forget to talk about the show Huge on ABC Family. Are you still
this
watching
week
that?
Was oh, my God, I never miss it. I'm obsessed with it, mainly because I could star on it. I mean, think I'm probably bigger than the biggest person on there, no doubt. But I love the show. I mean, it's corny and it's sappy and it's got, you know, it's heavy-handed, but I can't get enough of it. I love it.
You know, I don't think it is heavy-handed. I think they restrain themselves a lot. I think it's very subtle, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, sure, there are times where you know what they're alluding to exactly. Like,
I guess that's what I mean by that.
You know, like, there's the twins who, you know, that the sister doesn't want anyone to know that it's her brother and that kind of stuff. I mean, you know what's going through their heads. Like,
sure.
But I think that it's very restrained compared to, you know, a lot of teen crap. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're right. I mean, it's certainly...
it doesn't make me...
I remember on ABC Family, I was obsessed with Kyle XY. And that was not a show known for its subtlety. but I mean, it could have been really great. I mean, the whole idea of a cloned human with superpowers. They could have taken it to some cool places, but they chose not to. But with Huge, I do like its sense of humor, especially the reality show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the fake TV shows that they watch.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but it's really funny. Like, the guy was like, I'm going to give you a slice of bacon. Will you bring this bacon to me? It was like their version of a rose.
Yeah, it's like The Bachelor, but it's for fat people.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I enjoy it. I can't get enough of it. When does it air? Does it?
It's Mondays.
Okay, Mondays.
Mondays on ABC Family. And you know what's
funny? Because I was wondering, is it off this week, or was this week the episode with the parents?
This is the parent episode. And what's funny is every commercial they show the other ABC Family shows, and I'm like, this is what it's not. Like, there's one gymnastic show, and I'm like, this is like the anti-version of that show.
Anti-Huge.
It's got built young girls that look like women, and they're in skimpy outfits, and they're into sabotaging each other in gymnastics and stuff. And then there's Huge, which is about kids at fat camp just dealing with the kind of shit that you have to deal with at that age, and everything is so dramatic and horrible. Yeah. You know, like the character.
And it was created by people that did My So-Called Life, right?
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah, I think you're right, because the first ad it said, from the creators of My So-Called Life.
I'm wondering why they're not still playing that up.
Only on Bravo.
ABC Family, I mean, like, if I say, hey, you guys watching Huge? You know, it's like, what the hell are you talking about? It's like, no, trust me. It's a good show. I really like it. I think it's a sweet show, and I love all the characters, too. I don't think you should be embarrassed to watch it. So I'm going to say that right now, Bill. I watch Huge on ABC Family, and I'm proud of it. What about you?
Same here. I watch it, and I'm very proud of it.
Hey!
Screw you, Crazy De Niro.
Man, what the hell? Excuse me, could you leave, sir? We're trying to do a show here. Jeez, maybe we should get up and do the show somewhere else, Bill.
Shut up! Ask him to leave.
And he's got the cigar in here. I love that in Cape Fear. Are they watching Problem Child?
Yeah, I know. I love that that's what the movie
it's
was.
It's like one of the shittiest movies ever, and he's like...
I wonder if De Niro asked the directors, like, hey, can I use your movie in my film? They're probably like, yeah, wow, De Niro likes our movie.
Awesome. Wow. But Huge, we finally talking about it. I just wanted to say that. And Gina Torres is in it. It's great to see her and stuff. So,
and then the guy that plays her love interest, I just saw on a commercial.
So did I. So did I just today, tonight. I was like, hey, that's the guy. Hey.
Yeah, was it for Geico or?
You know, I think so. There's this great moment where the Amber character gets cookies from her mom. Her mom is oblivious to her problem.
And her mom is, oh my gosh, the stuff her mom pulled with the way to manipulate people to get her way.
Right.
You know, that was killing me.
Oh, and then, like, she gives her daughter cookies who's fighting this weight problem. And, you know, cookies are like drugs right now there where they'll just go nuts and just eat them because they haven't had any junk food for so long, right?
Yeah.
Well, she hides it in the laundry room, and then Ian finds it, and he's, like, smelling it, and he's just staring at it. And then he cuts to he goes to the camp counselor, Gina Torres, and he's just like, I found these in the laundry room. Just take them. He's like, you know, he doesn't want to be a hold of them anymore.
They looked good.
They think you want that.
I love the whole idea of the parents and the Alistair trying to hide his gay tendencies.
That he's gay. That's great. And then the boyfriend, he won't acknowledge that. He won't even introduce his girlfriend to his parents.
It's very real the way that you kind of have this reaction from your parents, like. You want to do them proud, so he was like, I was like, you like the blonde, don't you? You like the blonde. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Are they Hispanic? Like, I was wondering, maybe his dad's racist or something. I don't know. It's like, Dad, I'm...
The guy's familiar, too.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him in a lot of things. I think he played Thor on a Hulk movie or something.
But you know what? Yeah, I could go along with
like,
that.
It's like, Dad, I'm not dating the blonde girl. I'm dating the other girl.
And the blonde girl's... the blonde girl's David Hasselhoff's daughter.
That's right, yeah.
And she's got a head like Robert Zadar.
Oh, nice. Come on.
She's got a very large head.
She does. But you know, she's really cute.
She is. She's adorable. And I think she does a really good job on the show. But that noggin.
You know who drives me nuts, Bill, is the camp counselor girl who's very, like, I don't know, she's a little hippie chick or something.
Oh, Poppy?
Yeah, Poppy. I love it. God, I love that show.
Love how they make fun of that Jillian Michaels.
Yeah.
With the exercise trainer.
Yeah, it's got the really tough chick. What do they call it? Like a personal trainer, but she's the camp trainer, and she's so mean to them. And remember that one where she made that dude cry? Like, what are you here for? Why is everything so funny? And he's like...
Oh, yeah, Piznarski.
Yeah, and she makes him cry. Man,
I felt bad for Piznarski.
It's a great show.
It is. I think people would enjoy it. It's soap opery, but yeah. Hey, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed to say it. No. Again, Bill, we watch Huge and we love it.
We love Huge.
Hey, stop laughing at us! He's starting to get to me now, Bill. All right.
Sensitive bastard.
All right, Bill, let's check out some voicemail. Our first voicemail is from Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys, at Nowhere in Mulberry. This is Todd from Atlanta. Just calling to say that I really enjoyed the show this week. Foggy was on fire with the drops. The Resident Evil drops were funny as hell. And there's actually a funny one in this Resident Evil 2. There's where you had to play as Claire on one side and Leon on the other, and there's one part where Claire, like, goes, Leon, which I thought was always funny.
Yeah, I remember.
But sorry, it's been a while since I called in. I've been too busy playing the Transformers War for Cybertron. Awesome game if you guys haven't tried that. Thanks for turning me on to the British version of Kitchen Nightmares, because it actually turned me on to this other show called John May's Toy Stories. And it's actually a pretty cool show. Oh, the guys that? Actually
yeah,
built
it is.
An entire house out of Legos. And the most recent one that I saw was he did an old British track out of electric racetrack. I mean, 2¾ long. And actually had a race for the whole track. I thought it was pretty interesting. And also, thanks, Bill, for turning me on to Chinstroker versus Thunder, because they had an awesome podcast about Japanese animation called Akira, which was a really good show, and I really enjoyed that. So if anybody else wants to listen to it, it's actually a really good show. So hope you guys have a great show, and thanks for listening to me. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate that.
You're right.
James May, it's James May's Toy Story. Toy Stories, and it is a very cool show. It's like it's educational, but it's funny, and he does all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's a fun show. He's one of the guys that hosts Top Gear. I almost said Top.
Oh, okay.
Chef.
And it's like
Top Gear, yeah.
And it's like cool toys and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll check that. You know, I saw a commercial to this show on BBC America called The Choir. Where this guy's teaching a choir or something. I haven't seen it, but I'm thinking about checking it out. It looks like kind of one of those happy type shows, you know? Hey, cut it out. I'm going to check it out. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, I've enjoyed – there's quite a few good shows on BBC that we're lucky enough to get. I think the one that I've enjoyed the most recently is the new production they did of Sherlock. They did a 3-episode run of it. And each episode's 90 minutes, and it's freaking fantastic. You're just absolutely riveted during every episode. And I guess they only made 3, but they've become so popular that they're looking to turn it into a full-time series, but still only do, like, 90-minute episodes.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's really, really good. I'm hoping they air it on BBC America. I'm not sure if they are or not.
Okay, well, let's check out another voicemail, and I can't wait to get into our TV shows this week, Bill.
All right.
Yeah, fucking TV shows.
Hey! What the hell's his problem?
What the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow?
All right, this voicemail is from Sean. Hey, Sean, what's up?
What's up, Mulberry? It's Sean here from
Sean.
L.A.
Hey, there he is.
Love the Resident Evil drops you guys played on last week's show. Those were awesome and brought me back to my childhood when I first played Resident Evil and it scared the living hell out of me. I mean, I was only like, I think 10 when the first Resident Evil came out, but that game scared the shit out of me when I was 10. But even though I was really young, I still did realize that the voice acting was just awful, but I got a kick out of it back then, and I love the fact that you guys used it to great effect on the show last week. Awesome, awesome.
When I was 10, I was still playing Atari.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed last week's show. It was really fun. I like hearing you guys talk about Piranha 3D, which I got to see last weekend, and it was a lot of fun. You know, it was exactly what I wanted it to be, and I had a really awesome time. I think that the 3D in the film, they didn't take full advantage of it. I expected more kind of jump out at you gags and like pointing stuff at the camera. I figured they'd go for that, but it didn't happen that often. But there was some that were pretty nice. I won't spoil them, but yeah, you guys should check it out if you haven't seen it, because it's definitely worth the price of admission. I give it one thumb up. My thumb. Yes, very good. And I think the Emmys are this weekend, and I've never actually watched the Emmys, but I think I'm going to have to watch at least part of it this weekend to support Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Tammy Taylor, you know, Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton, because they both got nominated, which is sweet. Yeah,
that
I know both
awesome.
Of them probably have zero chance of winning, but it's really cool that they got recognized, right? And, you know, that they're getting some attention, and hopefully that'll bring more people to watch the show, which is going to be over next year, and I'm still sad about that. But our questions will finally be answered from Friday Night Lights, right, guys? I mean, every single question that you've had built up for the past four seasons, I want answered in this final season, and I think they're going to deliver. It's going to be awesome. And I was listening to one of the older episodes. It was the one where actually I got to fill in for Bill on the DVD segment a few months back.
Yeah.
And I listened to it, and it was just fun to reminisce about the good times on that show, and I had a really great time. But the thing that stuck out at me was, at one point, I admitted that I had not seen Tron, and I still haven't seen
what?
Tron. What? But I said that. And it was funny because Jason was talking about Hurt Locker on the show, and I said that I couldn't get Hurt Locker because it was from Netflix, because it was a long wait. And then
right.
Jason said that I should get Tron because they have that in stock
Tron
for sure.
Tron instead of Hurt Locker, right,
so
Bill?
Absolutely.
After I was into the show again this week, I figured, yeah, I'm going to go get Tron, you know, get pumped up for Tron Legacy, because I haven't seen the first one, and one of my coworkers has been bugging me about it and saying, you have to see Tron before, you know, Tron 2. So I was like, okay. So I go on Netflix, and what do you know? It says, very long wait. I'm like, what the hell? Very long wait.
Dude, go
like,
buy it at friggin'
like
Walmart, okay?
There's only two copies on
yeah.
the entire West Coast or something. But I guess people are getting a head start on catching up on Tron 1 before number 2 comes out. But it's like August, and the movie doesn't come out till December. So
that's
it's like,
crazy. That
bummer.
Just to think of it
I
as
guess
Tron
I might have
1,
to find some
there's finally a sequel.
Other means of
that,
watching
that's mind-blowing
Tron.
To me.
Bill knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, looking forward to next week's show, as always, and I'll talk to you guys a little later. Take care.
Oh, Barry!
Oh, thank you, Sean. I'm really excited about the Emmys, too, but it's just until they lose, and then I'm changing the channel.
Just yeah, like the Emmys is probably one of the more boring television award shows.
Yeah.
Making a big spectacle of yourself.
If it was a spectacle, I'd watch it, but it's not.
Yeah, I saw they did what was it, last weekend they did the Creative Awards with Conan, and he didn't win, so... Bummer, but that still was cool. He's nominated, you know. That's
so they're doing those creative ones separately now because
yeah.
they don't want to take up more like another hour.
Right, right. It's like a
stupid.
Yeah, it's just if you're gonna
those are the only reason to watch.
If you're gonna have the friggin' awards, just have the friggin' awards. Don't like separate it because it'll be too long. Just, you know, like, hey, we're going to just take the time to do this award ceremony, and that's it. Everybody's got to live with it.
I'm just glad that Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton were nominated, because, you know, I would love to see them win because they deserve it.
Definitely.
Being nominated is really all that matters.
You know, it's taken this long for them to get nominated, so it's really sweet that they are.
Yeah. I kind of like, almost like, you know, what, you're going to nominate them now? F you.
And you know what's cool is I keep seeing commercials. Every commercial break from Huge, it says Friday Night Lights is now going to be on the ABC Family.
That's awesome.
Starting with season one, episode one. So I would almost say, hey, you know, Friday Night Lights, and then watch Huge after that, Bill.
I'm sad that...
Hey, stop!
I'm sad that Friday Night Lights is going to be over after this coming season.
I'm hoping it's an awesome final season. I really am. It's going to be sweet.
I mean, I guess...
It's sad.
I guess Friday Night Lights is a little too...
Max Cady doesn't watch Friday Night Lights.
Jeez.
Come on, I really think you should watch
so
it, Max.
Mean.
You're a damn penalty. All right, just get the hell out of here. I got a goddamn.
That goes on for
goes I love on hearing the problem child in the background.
All right, Bill, we got another voicemail. This is Rick. Hey, let's see what Rick has to say.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, let's hear what Rick has to say. Great show
hey,
last
how do you know
week.
I was gonna say
yeah,
that.
Just one of those episodes where I just hear your voices and go, you know what? Everything's going to be fine for the next 2.5 hours. Everything's going to be all right in my world. Familiar voices in my head just ringing true. I got to say, guys, I'm really excited about the return of Fringe, The Mentalist, The Good Guys. I've been missing these shows on a weekly basis, and I can't wait for them to get back into it as soon as possible. Well, you know.
I miss my stories, Bill.
Get back into it and just enjoy the shit out of those shows, because I miss them, you know. They were like my weekly addictions. They like alcohol.
I miss The Mentalist, too.
Constantly wanting more. Oh, yeah. No. True,
wait,
true
what?
At the moment, guys, I'm watching The Other Guys, the Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg movie.
Is that good that you're leaving a voicemail during the movie?
Stevens, I'm going to watch this one, but I'm currently enjoying it. It's not like laugh out loud hilarious, but it's fun and stupid. You know, I'm currently enjoying it, but we'll see how it goes. It's got Steve Coogan in it, and, you know, I really enjoy a bit of Steve Coogan, and so it brings it up just that little bit more, you know. Just raises it up, you know, the enjoyment of it, because, you know, he's a fun dude. I don't know if it's because I'm drunk, but I'm, like, finding a lot of little bits in this movie funny. How, you know, they just crash into a bunch of cocaine. And then, you know, later on, the cocaine's still all over the car. And I'm thinking, why don't they just friggin', you know, scrape it all up and sell it? But, you know, they'll snort some, you know. I've never tried cocaine, and I'm pretty drunk now, so I'll try anything when I'm drunk. Well, not anything.
Lord.
Wow.
Sex.
I hope his wife doesn't hear that.
I mean, Michael Keating's, you know, he's pretty good.
Hey, Rick, you're drunk. Try this blow.
I haven't seen him for a while. I'm just going to see him back in a role that I don't want to punch him in the face. Well, I haven't really seen any that I want to punch him in the face for, but it's just good to see him back, you know. Good old Michael Keating. Give him a hug, you know. Squeeze. How you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you for a while.
Anyway, give it a chance. I think it's pretty fun. It's not the greatest movie of all time, but it's some dumb fun, and I just like to see Mark Wahlberg not trying to be serious because... he doesn't pull it off. So.
Huh? What happened?
Anyway, have a great show, guys. And I will talk to you next week when the world revolves. I will see you next week when the world rotates 7 more times.
Wow, someone's
that
sloppy.
That's it, Rick. That's a week rotation of the Earth. Yeah, not like an orbit, but that's like a year. But just rotating, that's a daily thing. Next week will be 7 days, 7 rotations. It's all good. I love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Rick.
Wow. He's getting all scientific and philosophical. It's kind of impressive.
He lost me a little bit there, but I think I get the gist of it.
He lost you, really?
But
he had a roadmap to understand that one.
Now, he's recommending that we watch The Other Guys. Are you going to check that out, Bill?
You know, I was so tempted the day I spent the day at the theater whenever I saw Scott Pilgrim. And what the hell else did I see? Oh, yeah, The Expendables. See, that's how memorable it was. when I walked out of The Expendables first, there was a showing of The Other Guys right there. And I almost went in, but then I just decided, nah, I'm going to go get some lunch.
Well, see, I have this problem with Mark Wahlberg. And it's not that I think he's a bad actor. It's that he scares the shit out of me from that movie Fear. Do you remember that, Bill?
Criminals!
Let me freaking out!
That was scary, Bill.
That was scary. Anyway. Reese Witherspoon won't work with him ever again because it scared him so much. Or her so much.
Take its course.
What is he talking about? But yeah, I'm going to check The Other Guys out. I'm going to get over my phobia. So it'll be.
I'll have to rent it like Rick obviously did.
So let me freaking out!
I changed my mind. Scared. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being afraid of a movie, right? Do you have certain movies that... Hey, shut up! All right.
When I was a kid, I was viciously frightened of The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, but come on, Fear is way scarier than that.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with masturbating with a crucifix or anything like that.
Normal family fun. That's all I said.
I remember, actually, my sister, we were staying with my dad one weekend, and my youngest sister rented The Exorcist, and I actually spent the entire movie in the closet under my dad's stairs.
When I was a kid, the commercial to the movie was enough to scare the shit out of me.
I was like 7 years old, my sister rents The Exorcist, and I remember taking my sleeping bag and going in the closet that was under my dad's stairs during the entire movie. And I'd peek out and go, is it over yet? No.
Right. I remember that. My dad would be watching scary movies and I'd hide in the other room and I'd be like worried. It's like, is it over yet? Am I safe to go in the living room? But no, it wouldn't be. You remember that Anthony Hopkins movie called Magic with he was a ventriloquist?
Oh my God, yeah.
When I was a kid, just that dummy looking at him scared the living shit out of me.
Those soulless eyes.
But it's really a creepy movie. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Bill, what do you say we get into What's on Entertainment? Oh, well, I screwed that up. Oh, let me try that again. Nah, it's not that funny. All right, let's check out Entertainment!
You motherfucker, you.
Hey, jeez. All right, Bill, Entertainment.
What all this anger?
Now, did you see, I know there's this The Last Exorcism came out. Or is it The Last Exorcist?
The last both?
But it's the commercial. You know what's funny is we saw the trailer to this in the theater, right, Bill?
Yeah, before the Expendables, I saw it.
Yeah, and my wife wouldn't even look at the screen. I was like, come on, just look.
It looks so stupid.
The movie goes halfway. Like, at first, it's like, I thought it was going to be, we found this videotape on a remote farm, you know, and it's like Cloverfield and in this.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden it snaps to a regular movie or something, I guess. But it's funny because it's like this demonic chick who's possessed and they keep showing her like leap out at the camera and stuff. I would bitch slap that chick so hard. Come on, give me a break. I mean, wouldn't you just punch her in the face? Like, don't touch my effing camera. Do you know how expensive this shit is? I don't care what kind of demon you have in you. This shit is HD, bitch.
I don't care if your name is Legion. Stay away from my camera.
Yeah, I'm not praising shit. Stay away from my camcorder, all right? Whore.
It was funny because I just kept laughing at the trailer like Robert De Niro in the theater. People were looking at me.
Yeah, it's like
her head goes like sideways. They're like, oh, I just started cracking up.
You were about to view the scariest movie you've ever seen.
It honestly looks like a sci-fi original.
My favorite is like the last shot. You know how? Okay, Max. Jeez. But when they they showed you the trailer and they showed you the titles and it's over. But wait, it's not. She's gonna jump at the camera real quick, and everyone in the theater's like, oh, Kyle, so I'm so scared.
They employ the strict horror film rules even for the trailer.
Yeah, one last zinger that'll get their asses in the theater. Suckas. But I'm going
I'll pass.
To, yeah, I'm not going to check that out. But
I know even Eli Roth has been pumping it because I guess he's the producer on it.
Yeah, at first I thought it was like an Eli Roth film, but it's one of those kind of things where, yeah, not really, because he's just producing it. You know, like, remember when we were kids, everything was like a Steven Spielberg production.
Yeah.
And he was just executive
producer. Amblin Entertainment production.
Yeah, and he had nothing to do with it.
No. Like the Goonies.
But you know,
like, oh, this is a Steven Spielberg film. No, yeah. It's Richard Donner. Oh.
Batteries not included. A Steven Spielberg film. It's like,
with art by Drew Struzan.
Now, let's talk about Takers, Bill. The new.
Where are we going?
It's got Anakin in it, Bill. So I know we're going to check
Annie!
Symbionts.
No, not that Anakin. The other Anakin. Come on.
Belova Novotarpa?
There are midichlorians.
Not that Anakin. All right? It's the other one.
Absolutely.
That one! Yeah, that one, Bill.
Oh, see, I'd go see it if it was Jake Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
Ah, nice.
That dude actually looks like a dwarf from Middle Earth now.
I don't understand.
Well, sometimes, you know, you grow up ugly, and it happened to you. I'm sorry.
Mitasa chopasa.
But I can't tell what the hell this movie is, but whenever they start playing, like, hip-hop or rap music or whatever on the trailer to guys falling from a skyrise, or they even they employ the cool dudes walking away from explosion in slow motion scene.
Sweet.
And I was like, sold! I am so in the theater, man!
It's directed by Tyler Perry, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, they're like, the advertising it as one of those urban
movies,
and it just looks horrible.
And apparently, God, I can't remember her name.
And I guess Anakin's the token white guy in it.
I must go, Master.
Go
kill some sand people.
Yeah, go kill some sand people. And the chick from Avatar, I forget her name now, is in it. Isn't
Zoe
she?
Saldana.
Playing the same character from The Losers, I think. It's like a crossover because he looks the same, I guess. But I guess you can't change what she looks
all
like.
All I remember her from before Avatar, all I knew her from was the Britney Spears movie, Crossroads.
Well, you remember she's in Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams one.
Oh, yeah, but that was before that, wasn't it?
She's Uhura. Oh, yeah, that was way before.
Okay. Well, I just remember her name because it's so strange, and they would constantly make fun of her name during the riff tracks for Crossroads.
Saw that. I remember that. That's awesome. Well, Bill, what do you say we check out entertainment?
All right. I thought we already were.
I was just testing you. What do you say we check out what's on our TiVo, huh?
All right there. That would be better.
Take pictures on the shithouse wall, man.
What? Say what?
The shit eater?
What?
The shit eater.
All right. Let's check out what's on our TiVos. Ah, yes, TiVo, where we talk.
I miss that.
What?
I miss that sound.
Yes.
I don't have a TiVo anymore.
Why doesn't Pesci want us to talk about TV shows? Come on.
Yeah, fucking TV show.
Sorry, man. Jesus.
You motherfucker, you.
Come on. Now, Bill, here's a show we never talk about except like once every 3 years or something. I don't know. Like,
okay.
But it's Flipping Out that...
Oh, is that back?
Yeah, that strange... That guy who is very neurotic. I'm not sure if he's gay or...
Like, you're not sure. Come on.
He's a gay OCD kind of like mannequin type person. He kind of reminds me of Jonathan a little bit. Jonathan Anton.
Yeah, except gay.
Yeah. I always thought Jonathan Anton had very, like, effeminate
homo
qualities. Yeah, yeah. And this guy does too, but... He's so annoying, like, and he's so, like, strict with everybody that works for him. I don't understand how nobody has murdered him.
And he's stone-faced, like he gets too much Botox.
Right.
Like, he doesn't do facial features well. He just yells. The last episode I saw was that he ended up keeping the house that he sunk a shitload of money into and
right.
that nobody wanted for some reason.
Right, yeah.
That was the season finale last year.
And, well, this season he's got some new gay guys working for him and stuff. And
oh!
He lives near the woods, I guess, and coyotes have been killing a lot of pets and stuff. So he was talking to a guy who told him that, hey, you need to get urine and splattered around outside, you know, and it'll mark your territory, basically. So he was like, oh, I need to go order online some wolf urine or something like that. And he discovers it's real expensive. So he talks to his drivers like, no, man, you just piss in a cup and, you know, throw it out there or whatever. So he's having that talk during lunch. They're all eating and this comes up, Bill.
My driver on the way home from the airport, he told me that we don't have to use a particular animal urine to scare away the coyotes.
Okay.
Any urine will work.
Really?
He's saying that my own urine would work.
Well, I live in a neighborhood that's adjacent to a 4,000-acre city park. The problem is that we are susceptible to unwanted visitors. What I'm most concerned about is coyotes, and there's been a lot of coyote killings, and they're killing pets.
So what I'm thinking
coyote
is you
murderers.
Trace. We start urinating into some sort of plastic container, and we pour that behind the garage and save me the money from buying the other stuff. The other stuff's illegal anyway.
Why does that involve a container?
When Jeff told us that he would use human urine,
illegal?
I lost my appetite pretty quickly.
Probably illegal to sell it.
It's pretty disgusting, actually.
Is there any way that you can get a plastic container that doesn't have this tiny little opening?
Well, why don't you get a funnel and then go into the funnel? Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Oh, you just get a 5-gallon bucket and it has the tops that snap on and off.
Why don't you just take
that's
a piss?
Do we have to bring it inside?
Where are you going to keep it that every time? Oh, they should just go into
why
the garage.
Like
maybe, you know what, in the utility room.
Yeah.
That's where you go. Is
Trace, what you don't understand is I'm spending a lot of money to import
Please.
Urine that I shouldn't be doing. So what I'd rather do is try our own urine.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's what they could do with all the urine on the colony. Pour it in that guy's backyard.
They could all piss into, like, a 5-gallon jug.
What is he talking about?
Write his name on it.
He's talking about everyone, like, have a community bucket. Everyone pisses in, then he dumps it out there. Gross! Just go out there.
Any idea how bad that would stink?
First of all, anyone who's ordered wolf urine online, I'm telling you something right now. You're not getting wolf urine. Just the guy is like, idiot. He peed in a cup and sent it to you in the mail.
You're getting Mexican urine.
Because how the hell would you know whose urine it was or what kind of creature it was?
This guy is a moron.
I'm going to pee in the cup and send it to him.
He's importing wolf urine from Mexico.
Sir, FBI. You're importing wolf urine. That's not
Wait
a very sexy crime.
You can buy
it?
Wolf urine right off of Amazon. It's not illegal.
Oh, you can?
You can buy 32 ounces of wolf urine for $32. That's a buck, you know, that's a buck an ounce. That's cheaper than pot.
What is he talking about? He just wants some gays to pee in a bottle for him.
I think he wants to watch them. I want you to paint this bottle for me. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Wow.
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
Back what up I a fucking you? Minute here. 1 minute.
Oh, you're getting a little over there. Let me hold the cup for you.
That show just drives me nuts. I'm pretty sure I'd come up behind him with a wire and just strangle him.
Like the guy in Johnny Mnemonic.
But yes. I'd have a
laser. The wire thing. You just decapitate him with it.
I'd have a laser wire.
A laser wire?
It'd be like connected to a ring or something.
Or a gigantic thumbnail.
Is that what? Is that what that was? Like, yeah, it was like a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, you.
God. Now, Bill, have you watched any Big Brother this week?
I have, and I wish I hadn't.
You know, I thought it was pretty funny. Like, you know, they've done the Pandora's box last couple of weeks, and whoever opens it, it yeah. seems to work out fine for them. It's just negative on the rest of the house, but. This week, they did the meanest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I don't like Brittany, and I'm sure most people that are watching the show don't really like her, but this was just cruel.
You know what? She's won me over a little bit. I don't not like her, or honestly,
I think she's adorable.
I honestly don't think
she's really cute and really attractive.
I was going to say just, that about this season, Bill. I don't not like anybody very much. I don't really have, you know, a lot of times you watch it and you're like, I detest these people. But nobody has been overly, like, religious and talking about their demons or, oh, they're really bad.
That's true.
Well, maybe Reagan has done that a little bit.
Reagan has become what he said he wouldn't be.
The flamboyant.
And that's the gay guy that cries all the time.
Right. But I, you know, anybody could win at this point. I wouldn't care very much. It doesn't really bother. And even the guy Meow Meow, the Guido
can't
from
believe
Jersey,
you actually called him Meow Meow.
He's not even as bad as I thought he'd be. I thought he'd be like someone from like the Jersey Shore.
Shore, yeah, like the situation.
But he's more like he kind of jokes like that. But he's not really. You can tell he's play acting. And he's not even being normal. So, I mean, really, it's pretty tame season of Big Brother so far, I think. But what they do to Brittany here, Bill, is pretty evil. Because she sees if she opens Pandora's box, something good might happen.
Yeah, well, everybody else has had something good and something bad happen to the house.
Right, like Brendan.
So it's really kind of like, just do it. It's not going to affect you, and it can only be good.
Yeah, Brendan, he got to go to Paradise. And God, Matt, he got the Diamond Veto for his...
Yeah.
And let's see what happened to Brittany when she opened Pandora's box. What do you say?
Okay.
What? Pandora's box. Here we go.
Oh my God, it's Pinhead.
Opening the Big Brother Pandora's box could release something good or something bad upon the opener or upon the rest of the house. As HOH this week, here's the decision before you. Box with a question mark.
Wait a second.
Big Brother knows that the game can be stressful. How would you like 1 hour of advice provided by a house guest from a previous season? Remember, with every temptation comes a consequence. Seems like if I was going to get to speak to a previous house guest, that would be good for me, which means something bad would happen to the house. What if it's somebody horrible that I hated? So I'm going to open the box.
Evil dicks, emaciated corpse.
Welcome to hell.
That's right, Brittany. Mr. Spectacular is here.
I was like, no.
Oh, wow.
So, we have an hour, and I'm going to tell you all the secrets that you need to know to look like me.
I wanted advice about the game of Big Brother, surviving in this house. I get Jesse to give
that's
me
so mean.
Workout advice. I hate Pandora's box.
What
is the rest of the
why
house
are they
getting?
Such a hard on for him on the show?
Yo, come outside. Yo.
I think that Alice is dropping.
What is happening upstairs?
Oh, okay.
Get and the guys, they get a luau or something.
Come get your lays.
All right.
What? Please enjoy the authentic Hawaiian
like
feast before you
episode.
For the next hour. I have nots included.
Aloha.
That's it, man. I think we just eat and drink and be merry.
Poor Brittany. I wonder what's happening. She's probably locked up there.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, you don't have to feel about anything, but you know what you are going to feel? The burn, toots. Brittany.
Wow. Right here.
We're having a barbecue.
Right here, Brittany. You have amazing guns in front of you.
What?
Two amazing guns.
I'm gonna open this stupid box.
I'm glad you opened this box, Brittany.
I like she wasn't hiding the fact that she was disgusted he was there. Never should have opened it.
One, two.
Okay, it's too hard.
Three. Just do three more.
It's really hard.
I love she's making her exercise.
Two more. One more. Good. See?
It's hard.
Look at that.
All right, guys. Here's to making the final seven.
It's been great.
Nice. They are in a bikini bottom right now.
Well, there's pretty much nothing I can do for you to look like me. So, Brittany, it's time for you to scat.
All right. Oh, my God. Kill me. Is it over?
Hey!
Is the barbecue over?
What happened?
Oh, my God.
I love the first thing she said when she left us. Oh, my God, kill me. Spent the hour with that douche up there, and they were like...
And, you know, he's not even play acting. That's how he really is.
Yeah. And the fact that she could see them on a monitor having a great time was hilarious. And, Bill, we have a special guest here, PCZ Steven.
Whoa, he flew in.
Steven, hey, what's up, buddy?
We thought you were sleeping.
We were really worried about you. Hey. So everything's fine?
It's all good.
All right. You got here.
Fine.
Time to talk about Big Brother. You know what was great also, Bill, is they did that one. Every season, this veto competition is always the best because it's you can take prizes or you can do sacrifices or whatever. And nobody sees who takes the prizes. And it seems like every season there's always like, okay, everybody, we want to get this person out. We got to make sure Brendan doesn't win the veto. I remember in the Evil Dick season, they wanted Jen out, but that guy Dustin kept taking all the prizes. And they're like, what is
he? I remember that.
They're like, what is he doing? Why is he taking the prizes? And this year, you know, it's so funny because they all want to get Brendan. It's like, you could win $5,000. And Hayden's like, oh, yeah, I'm taking that. Come on. It's like a trip to Hawaii. He's like, all right, I'll take that too. Come on. And I love at the end when they reveal all of it. You know, it's like, did anyone accept the call from home? And it's like, ding. And they're like, who the hell took that? We're not supposed to take that stuff. So we get points to win the veto. And it's like, did anyone accept $5,000? Ding! It's like, no, what? Who's doing this? It was so funny how their faces, they were getting, Brittany was getting so angry because she was like, well, hell, if we were just going to decide to lose, I would have taken a prize or something. But Brendan, he like shaved his head. He took chum baths.
And that wasn't chum.
Yeah, that was like
the slime from You Can't Do That on television.
I was going to say it was Nickelodeon slime. I don't know.
Chunky green shit.
And then it was bubbling too. It was like, it reminded me of like maybe RoboCop after he rises out of it. He's like,
they put dry ice in it for that extra touch.
He's like, help me. Get away from me, man.
I honestly thought it was slop with green food coloring.
I think it was.
I'm thinking that they're, you know, chum bath. I'm thinking, you know. Fish parts and shit.
The reason, like I was saying earlier, I think Brittany has actually been pretty funny on these episodes. Like, there's even, they were up all night doing the chum bass, and she mouths while they're in the diary room. You know, she's chained to Brittany. She's like, help me. I thought that was hilarious. And another thing that was funny is Hayden took the money and the trip to Hawaii. But he didn't tell anybody, and they're blaming, you know, Matt took those prizes, and he just let them believe it. I thought that was pretty shitty of him, but oh well. And, you know, Brendan and Matt were both evicted on last night. I thought that kind of sucked for Brendan.
That went pretty fast.
Yeah, Brendan, you know, you admire somebody when they sacrifice so much just to win, you know? The guy shaves his head.
He really was a moron of epic proportions.
He's a strange dude, man. He's a strange guy.
Like, he talked to himself and, like, talked to the picture of Rachel.
Oh,
it was just frightening.
He's like, Rachel? Oh. He put the mask on it. Enzo came in there. He's like, hey, bro. And he's like, hey, what's up? He's like, were you just talking to somebody? It's like, my imaginary Rachel. Why? Do you see her too, Enzo?
I was talking to my midichlorians.
Do you see her meow meow?
Meow meow in the penguin suit.
All right, guys, let's talk about Cake Boss. Steven, it's all worth it now, right? You got here in time to talk about the Cake Boss. And I'm going to say weakest episode of the season. Yeah. But there's this one part where, you know, Buddy's making a Sinatra cake, right? And you guys know where Sinatra's from, right? He's from Hoboken. And he starts talking about this lemon something. I can't understand what the hell he's saying, Bill. I even did it on closed captioning, and it was like gibberish. I don't even think the closed caption person knew what he was saying. So we got to check this out. But also, some other crazy shit's going on in the bakery this week at Carlo's. One of the ovens is broken. Only one's working. That means half production. And also, Buddy's thinking about... Remember, he was talking about... getting this giant warehouse or something?
Yes.
Now it seems like he's changed his mind and come up with another idea. Let's go ahead and check this out.
All I know is these ovens, now they're not getting hot. Before the shelves are cooking, now they're not getting hot.
What do you mean they're not getting hot?
I mean, we're really serious business.
So Joey calls him in the oven room, and he starts complaining about the ovens.
But I can't keep up with this stuff without an oven that works.
For the last month, these ovens have been breaking down constantly. We have two ovens at Carlo's Bakery.
Yeah, I have this one at least.
Okay, what are you going to do with
that? One oven goes down,
and we got
production gets cut in half. You do the math.
I'm going to have to call somebody. I don't know what to tell you.
Half production. Makes sense.
What are you making?
I'm making lemon pasta chutz.
Huh?
For Frank. Frank Sinatra. It was his favorite pastry. Lemon pasta chutz.
Lemon pasta chutz.
Pasta chutz?
Lemon flavored pasta chutz is made with pasta frolla, which is like the Italian short dough. Okay? We put it in a form. We take our delicious custard cream. We enhance it with some lemon zest. We fill up the pasta chutz. We put another pasta frolla on top. We form it out. Okay? We paint it with some egg wash.
We bake slap
it.
A meatball right in the middle.
And there's nothing like a warm pasta chutz in the morning.
Oh,
it's the best.
Sir, this is a family show.
Hold on. Why is this guy taking this?
Pasta shot?
Huh?
Oh, it's like pasta in a shot glass.
You know, change isn't easy for most people. Shot. Especially my boys.
It's very chewy.
That's why I got them all together, to tell them the
delicious
news.
The ovens are just about had it, okay?
The ovens are just about had it.
This oven wasn't working today.
Okay.
You know, the shelves are
cooking. Did anyone else understand that? The ovens are just about had it.
Live their life. I mean, they're getting older.
I'm still trying to figure out what
and
the
And that means it's the perfect opportunity to change the layout of the bakery.
You know, when my father built this bakery and he put these ovens in, we didn't have a third floor. We didn't know what it was going to become or how big, you know, things were going to become. Technically, we work backwards. Okay, these guys bake and they send the stuff up. We prepare it and finish it and send it back down. These guys should bake, send it down, prepare it, finish it out the door. And that's a big problem here. We trip over each other.
The whole floor
is
kind of
backwards. He hired an efficiency expert, I'm betting.
These ovens gotta
go come up with this on his own.
So that they could bake, send it down, we decorate it, and out.
Are you joking, right?
You want to move everything that's down here upstairs. And move
everybody
who
works for Buddy is so lazy.
There's big problems that have been in this bakery for a long time that need to get addressed and need to be fixed the right way.
Later, we're going to sit back and we're going to laugh about this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And we're gonna cry while we're doing it.
These guys have been here since the beginning, and they're used to a certain way. But we gotta change, man. If we want this business to run and go more and bigger and better, we gotta change, baby.
Yeah, that's some good grammar there. But I want to hear how he makes this pasta shot again, Bill. Maybe you can make me one. Okay.
I figured it out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a pasta shotti. Is what it's called. It's like a sandwich cookie with custard cream in the middle.
Ah.
They call it a Sicilian cream or pasta shot.
Let's hear how Buddy makes it one more time. What do you say?
All right.
We put it in a form. We take our delicious custard cream. We enhance it with some lemon zest. We fill up the pasta chuck. We put another pasta frolla on top. We form it out. Okay, we paint it with some egg wash. We bake it. And there's nothing like a warm pasta chuck in the morning. It's the best.
So they go through all that. They go through all that trouble and then nothing. Does the oven eat it?
Yeah, they never really get back to it. They sell it to people, but they didn't even cut to them going or anything. So that's what I was thinking.
Now that's a good pasta chuck.
Looking at pictures of it, it looks delicious.
It wasn't much of a payoff on the show.
Yeah, fucking TV shows.
All right, we're going to talk about MasterChef before we take a break here, Bill. MasterChef, I thought, you know, another great episode. I thought it was entertaining. They had the mystery box again, right? And what about they had that, I'm going to try to remember her name. No one help me. Cora. What was her
name? Cat Cora.
Cat Cora.
Sorry, I helped you.
I thought it was cool they did that thing with Sharon where it was like, if you make a meal better than her, you're in the final four. And he's like, oh, and I automatically, it's like Iron Chef champ. He's not going to do it.
Not going to happen.
But, you know, they said that it tasted good. You know, at least he didn't make a shitty meal or anything. And that Sharon guy, he seems to come off like a front runner, don't you think?
Everyone seems to hate him.
Yeah, they think he's a kiss ass. And that one guy, Jake, a little bit later on in the hamburger thing, he gets kind of ornery about him, it seemed like. But
yeah, something up his ass.
But, you know, I enjoyed the first hour with Cat Cora. I thought that was a lot of fun, and it was exciting. Just, I have no friggin' clue who she is. But she's...
I was like, Iron Chef Cat Cora, it's amazing.
But she seemed pretty hot, and she's a chef, right? And so
she's a spitfire.
I'd like to eat the meals she was making. What was that kind of fish, Bill, that she make? It looked awesome.
Was it haddock? No.
No.
It was fish sticks, I think. Oh, man, it looked good.
Microwave fish sticks?
Yeah.
Mrs. Paul's.
It was Gorton's. Come on.
Trust the Gorton's fisherman.
I'm trying to remember who got eliminated.
I'm blanking.
It wasn't Slim yet, but she was close. She kind of screwed up. But let's cut to the truck stop burger stuff.
Woohoo!
Because, I got to say, I was rooting for the red team. And I was, I like
the underdogs.
Yeah, the underdogs. Something about not getting picked goes back to my childhood and PE that I'm like, I'm rooting for those guys. But let's go ahead and check out and see what happened. It's some pretty heavy shit. And I want to ask you guys this. There's one point where Gorton, during the competition, he starts to kind of help the blue team. Like, I want you to eat their burger and tell me what you think. Maybe you can adjust. I was like, wait, that doesn't seem fair, you know?
No.
But I thought it was interesting. Maybe I would have cried foul if they would have come back and won. Like, what's Gorton? You know, he would have told me to get the F out of there. But still.
So it's a Gorton fisherman.
It just seems like it wouldn't be fair, you know? And by
that
the way.
That isn't fair.
And, Steven, I think you should watch that show Huge on ABC Family. It's really good. All right, let's check out MasterChef.
Let's go, Blue.
Our burgers are firing. Truckers are coming through. We're feeding them. I look over the red team, and it's utter chaos.
Hold on, Sheetal, grab this.
Patty's over here.
Utter chaos.
No, let her do it. Come on.
The burgers?
Dude, are you doing the burgers, right?
No, you are.
Scrapping the blue cheese from their patty mix has put the red team way behind schedule.
Butter lettuce. Yeah. Butter? Right. What the hell are you asking?
You're gonna put the bacon on. No.
Oh, he's
not
ready.
She's
gonna bring out butter and lettuce.
Bacon's not cooked. It's not cooking evenly.
Butter and lettuce. It's hot in that pan.
Open these up. Okay, we got them.
These are open. These are open.
Red team.
Yes, chef.
Seriously, get a bit of teamwork going on right now. It's looking a little bit embarrassing.
Yes, chef.
Sheetal, they can't vote for the red team unless they taste the red team's burger.
Yeah, I realize that.
Help Dave make those patties right now, please.
Red team,
any burgers ready, please? Yeah, can we serve? Come on, guys. In all honesty, on a normal day, would you really wait for a burger when you've been driving for 6 hours? No. No chance.
Finally, well, Mr. Ramsey, no.
Awesome.
Bacon, Swiss cheese, and their secret weapon, Sharon's Chipotle barbecue sauce.
That sounds good.
He saved the simple crash for that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Chipotle.
The sauce stereo.
Right.
The hamburger was good.
It was done just right.
Jeez.
That don't mean nothing.
That's one burger.
Red team or blue team?
Red team. Wow. Wing.
Off we go.
Yeah. But that guy Jake, he was like,
with the scoreboard,
this burger
it doesn't matter. To stay focused on the job at hand, and the best burger will win.
You don't ever.
In a bold move,
Gordon
to
even
break
goes,
the tie,
"There are truckers."
Clever idea.
I took the bun, put it in that bacon grease, let it sit in it for a couple minutes and marinate and do what it wanted to do. Then I put it back on the grill, and I got the really the most
sounds
beautiful.
He stuck $100 bills in each chamber.
In your life.
Wow, that is a
Betty
that is
Child's
a show
topless
right there.
Picture
look at
that.
We're
on the
making
bun.
Bacon buns.
Those truckers will that really appreciate well that.
All of a sudden, red.
That's like a heart airports. Attack while you're hauling.
Anything that hurts your arteries faster.
I know. They basically made a death burger.
It's the burger. It's beating your ass at the moment. Have a taste, guys. Yeah, it's not too late to adjust. First one to 51. Yeah.
They should have put a nail right through it, like nailed it to the cutting board.
Taste of the opposition's burger.
Raw bacon, right out of the gate. I'd serve no bacon before I'd serve raw bacon.
A little dense, I think.
A lot dense. That burger I just tasted was gross. To me, it was gross. It was burger slaughtered in barbecue sauce and raw bacon.
So. Okay, you're cooking for truckers.
We do the best we can.
Now it's gone a little bit too plain, and it's not too late to change. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely, yes, chef.
Good.
I've heard you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I heard what Gordon had said, but I'm not just going to jump ship in the middle of my deal and take off in a different direction.
You pick the teams, yeah? You chose the recipe.
I'm proud of my team.
Hey, I'm not asking you proud or not.
We win together, we lose together.
And don't sound like a loser. You want to win this competition,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, we will win this competition.
Good.
Let me put it to you this way. There is no way that the red team had a better burger than the blue team.
Yeah!
The trucker said they did.
Wow.
Yeah, they loved it. They had the bells and whistle. You know, earlier on, didn't they have blue cheese in it, but it started, like, all seeping out?
Yeah, it was melting.
Okay, blue cheese on hamburgers, no.
It
grosses me out.
I think even Joe Bastianich said they're doing the gourmet, like, fancy California burger, and that's not going to work with truckers anyway. So it was actually a blessing that it all melted out. So
I think one of the worst things ever is anytime anybody puts blue cheese on like a nice cut of steak at a restaurant, that just grosses me. I love blue cheese, but not on my meat.
Yeah, I can't do blue cheese. You know, I prefer a Thousand Island like a Big Mac.
Yeah,
if I'm gonna have
so
anything.
Would I, honestly.
Or you know, hey, mayonnaise and mustard. That's what I like on my burger.
That's good,
mayonnaise, Steven. Remember?
Yeah.
Canadian. Steven used to always go, damn Canadian. I was like, I'm not from Canada.
I said Yankee.
Oh, damn Yankee.
Damn Canadian.
Wait, well, I'm thinking of a movie that Bruce Willis. You used to say damn Yankee when I did it, but there's a movie with Bruce Willis. What is that? Where he's like in Montreal and they keep putting mayonnaise on hamburgers. He's like, damn Canadians. Shit. What is, it's not a good movie anyway, but, I thought that, this was a good episode. I thought it was a lot of fun. Yeah. But the reason I love it is the pressure cooker. I don't know why I'm so entertained by that at the end
at
where
the
they,
end
have to,
they have to,
let me ask you
the
this,
ingredients.
The watercress. I was like, spinach leaf. I didn't know what it was.
I had no idea.
When they said, is he right? Huh? You're wrong. It's watercress. He's like, damn it. That one guy screwed up so bad.
Starfruit.
Why even pick it if you don't know what it is?
What? Starfruit?
Have you ever heard of starfruit? Yeah. I haven't.
I've seen them at the grocery store. They're always right like next to the kiwis, like the tropical fruits.
I thought it's funny when he's like, please, with the plantain, please say banana. But there were so many things still there that he hadn't picked that were obvious. It's like, why even mess with the – he called it a passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
Pick the things you know,
like,
and go a little
passion
higher.
Fruit looks nothing like that.
But they're so simple.
There was that one – how many did he get? Seven? The guy
nine.
Who got eliminated? Nine?
Nine.
And they were like, you have to beat him. He got nine. She was like, nine? They were like, yes, nine. She was like, nine? Really? I would have been like, screw you! Shut up! I'm going home, okay?
Take you and your wool cap and get the hell out of here.
All right! All right! Man, that Max Cady, he thinks this shit's hilarious. But
Matt, also with the wool cap too, everywhere.
Yeah, it's like take your freaking hat off. Remember,
I hate that wool cap. Doesn't it look like Dave the Robot?
Yeah, that's what I.
Yeah, that's what he's going for. He's like, oh, I hurt my wrist. He's like, dude, we know
going
what you're
after
doing.
After my idol, Dave the Robot.
Nope.
He
remember,
won with a wool cap. This is
what
my
do you
lucky
call
wool.
The chef hats, Bill? Like a toque? Is that what it's called?
I have no freaking idea.
Like the classic mm-hmm. chef's hat. Because I was thinking back on that Hell's Kitchen where that guy wore his chef's hat and he's Gordon Ramsay's like, what the hell are you doing? Take that off your head or whatever. That's what I would do. I'd show up to one of the the things here and they're all showing up at the truck stop and I'd have my chef's hat on. What are you doing there? But I guess you only wear
got
this.
A rat controlling your arm movements underneath that hat.
You better get your own fucking army, pal.
Huh? All right, guys, what do you say we take a break and we'll be right back?
All right.
We'll talk about more of our fantastic TV shows. I'm really excited.
Yeah, fucking TV shows.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back.
We're making bacon buns.
It's the Mickey Mouse talking phone.
This is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, come over for a party. You called on deck. Okay.
With the Mickey Mouse talking phone, the battery is not included.
It's Donald. Come on over.
With a Mickey Mouse talking phone, you can call 6 different Disney characters.
Yup, you guessed it. I'm Goofy.
Hi, Goofy.
Mickey Mouse talking phone from Hasbro's preschool division.
This is Vectrex, the only video game system with its own video screen. Take it anywhere. Just plug it in. It's your own personal arcade. A high-performance system with a built-in game plus a whole collection of arcade cartridges like Scramble, Pole Position, Berserk. So if you're into video games, forget the TV. Get into Vectrex. Light 10 and 3D imager available.
Thursday, give me a break. The cheat is turning mean.
Real mean.
Can Nell teach him how to live in harmony?
Ebony and ivory.
Then on Family Ties, Alex prepares Mallory for a TV quiz show.
By George, she's got it.
But when the going gets tough, Alex gets going.
Thursday.
Saturday, Kimberly moves in with her boyfriend, and it's Arnold who has to tell Dad.
Living together?
Different strokes. Then it's Pizza Mania when Ricky and Dad go to work at a pizza parlor on Silver Spoon. And on Bosom Buddy.
Ta-da! Ain't this a shocker, huh?
Will Donna Dixon accept what Tom Hanks has to offer Saturday?
Excuse me, I ordered fish.
That is fish.
I think.
Why order fish when it ends up looking like a burger?
Hey, Fred, is this fish?
Introducing new seafood salad from Taco Bell. Fresh vegetables, tender bay shrimp, and a delicious blend of whitefish and snow crab. A refreshing change from anything on a bun.
If it's square, it's fish. If it's round, it's a burger.
New seafood salad from Taco Bell. The cure for the common meal.
The Penny Racer Collection, 32 speedy models in all, 12 that glow in the dark, each sold separately.
A whole different breed of speed. Different breed of speed. Penny Racers, different breed of speed. Penny Racers, different breed of speed. Penny Racers, a whole different breed of speed.
Penny Racers, each sold separately from Takara.
Breaking the tape, he's ahead of the pack. You call that kid Cracker Jack.
Cause Cracker Jack's really good. It's the triple good taste of popcorn and peanuts covered with yummy caramel. Plus a secret toy surprise.
And the water's much deeper than you realize. It takes a Cracker Jack kid to get the prize.
A triple taste treat, that's Cracker Jack. Plus a prize in every pack.
When you're really good, you're Cracker Jack.
We want fish sticks that come out of a microwave crunchy, not soggy.
That's why we created new Gorton's Microwave Crunchy Fish Sticks and Filets.
But are they crunchy?
They're mild white fish with no preservatives.
But are they crunchy?
Packed in Gorton's advanced microwave containers.
But are they?
So they come out crunchy.
That's what we've been waiting for.
Trust Gorton's for fish the way you want it. New Gorton's Microwave Crunchy and Regular Crunchy. The same great fish cooked however you want.
Hey, Mom, you're making your spaghetti sauce.
No, it's Prego's spaghetti sauce.
Hmm? My wife using sauce from a jar.
Prego's not like other jar sauce. It's like my homemade.
But Mom, what about all that good stuff you put into yours?
Yeah.
It's in there.
parsley and basil and oregano.
See? It's in there.
You can't get homemade taste from a jar.
You can now.
Prego spaghetti sauce. All natural ingredients. Homemade taste. It's in there.
Mm-hmm. See?
It's good.
Oh, not again.
What you writing, Dad?
Mistakes.
You need a pen that erases.
The pens don't erase, dear.
Eraser made erases.
Erases? I don't believe it.
This is the ballpoint pen that does the unbelievable. Erases. The Eraser-Made pen has a special patented ink that gives you time to erase mistakes this easily and eventually becomes permanent.
Eraser-Made, you're unbelievable.
Eraser-Made, the erasable pen from Paper-Made.
When you open your arms to a Cabbage Patch Kid, your heart opens wide and lets the love come in. Everyone is special and has so much to give. Come and open your arms to a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Each one's unique. Each sold separately by Coleco.
Saturday morning, Mr. T's out to rescue one of his kids from kidnappers.
Nothing can stop us.
Except me, Mr. T. But will he save them in time? Saturday.
Mad balls, gross for one, gross for all. We play with a mad ball. They're gross, funny, yucky, sick. Mad There's ball. Eight, so you can take your pick. Mm-hmm. We throw, catch, it's uh-oh fun. There's so much gross in every one. Freaky fun is what they're for. There's so much ugly, so much more. Gross for one, gross for all. We play with a mad ball. Mad we ball. Play with a mad ball. Mad we ball. Play with a mad ball.
Mad ball.
Mad ball.
Freaky fun for everyone, sold separately from Amtoy.
Mad ball.
I like what they've done with the place.
It loves cats.
Can't get enough of them.
It's Alf, and now it's everywhere.
Debonair, and yet fuzzy. My parents just don't understand our relationship.
I mean, this whole cat thing's been blown all out of proportion. Alf.
Alf, alien life form, new from Coleco.
Gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have me some fun.
Why are we standing here in a toilet?
I don't know. You should be back by now. The break's over there, King, right? I guess that's what we call him.
Butter lettuce.
All right.
I love buttered lettuce.
I've got delicious. A vat of butter here and a head of lettuce. What do you want me to do with it?
When I'm out of bread, I use lettuce.
Let me put it to you this way.
All right. Let's talk about Top Chef. You know what? I want to start out Top Chef. The episode began with that guy, Ed, dressed in a dress, in one of Tiffany's dresses. And yes. He's walking around, and they think it's the funniest shit they've ever seen in their lives. They're laughing. Yeah. It's, oh, my God. And am I right? Us, the viewers, are like this. Just, like, that's sitting there.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like, I guess they're really no, star for entertainment. I guess, you know, guess they are.
No guy ever wore a dress before.
But if I was that lady, I'd be pissed he was stretching the dress out.
Now, just listen to this insane laughter, but also Amanda, who when she – I just knew she was going home. They just kept showing her say things mm-hmm. and other people like, she doesn't deserve to be here. Like that one girl. Why is it – there's always somebody saying so-and-so doesn't deserve to be here. So I'm like, oh, shut up. Just cook your food. Shut up. But there's – she's making fun of Angelo, how he like prays to himself, and he starts talking about how he had a chef altar or something.
Pray to chefs for, to cook.
Yeah, 4-star chef altar.
I thought that was a little strange, but hey, whatever works for you, right? And then we have a special guest from Top Chef Masters.
Oh, wait, then he says he's going to, he does a little mantra.
Yeah.
I'm the best chef. I'm going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to win. There was something
Yantra
else.
Yantra and mantra equals tantra.
There was something else besides I'm going to win, like you're going to come up with some ideas, or I forget what it is. But anyway, let's check this out. You ready?
Just 2 more minutes.
Uh-oh, he's in a dress. Man in a dress equals comedy. Somebody's abusing puppies or something.
You look rough in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Eddie in my dress. Who knows what goes on in his mind? He's just walking around. And like all of this nasty chest hairs out and hairs from.
But his ass be looking fine, my dress.
What you doing on my dress, you pervert? At this point in the competition,
we're just having fun with one another. But at the same time, pressure's on. Big time.
Being at the judges' table, it was very heart-piercing. I gotta clear my head and I gotta focus. When I was young, I used to cut out pictures of all famous four-star chefs. I'd have a room, I'd light candles, and every single day I'd go kneel and like pray before them. So this is something I really, really want. I really, really miss about.
Thank you. Angela's a little weird sometimes. He actually reads Anthony Robbins books. Anthony? And he talks to himself and like
this
says
isn't
mantras.
His music?
Like, you're gonna win. Stuff like that.
She's cracking herself up.
Hello again, Chef.
Hello.
Please welcome Chef Rick Moonen. He is a top chef, master's alum, as well as chef and owner of RM Seafood in Las Vegas.
Hello, chefs. How are you?
Doesn't like people talking about. Oh, my God.
Only six of you remain to fight it out for the title of top chef.
That's some Morrissey songs, Steve.
Top dog. Top banana. The big cheese.
Sounds
like people are kind of like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? We don't want someone who's just a flash in the pan.
It's like, what is Padma's had a stroke? What is she talking about?
Your quick fire is all about idioms. Food
idioms. Idiots? What?
You'll each choose an idiom to inspire your dish.
There are definitely some funny idioms, and some that I think are a little risque. Hide the salami. Kind of stray away from that one a little bit.
Oh, you love it.
And the winning dish will go into the repertoire of Schwanz.
Schwanz? What?
Schwanz. Is that a special German dish?
Schwanz.
A Schwanz?
Hey, I got my Schwanz over here. What the hell?
I'm eating my Schwanz
with my dork in my hand.
Hey, Padma, how about the hide the salami? Hey, I'm here all night, everybody. It's like, where the hell did this guy come from? This kid does it. Hey, look, Ed's in a dress, everybody. Holy shit, that's funny. Everybody, woo! Oh, my God, they all just friggin' go insane.
That's what the problem child for.
Oh, my God, yeah, I could just see that. They're all laughing. All of a sudden... Out of the closet is Max Gainey. Just everybody's unnerved, and he's pointing at Ed. He's got his big old stogie with cigar smoke all over the Top Chef house. Oh, wow.
Hide the salami.
Huh? Okay.
I'll tell you what, Padma's looking like mighty fine with that baby weight, though.
She looks great. I think she looks really good.
Big time.
Big time.
Like, but, when she came walking in with that Rick Moon in, it was like just the swaying that was going on there was hypnotizing.
Ew, you're nasty!
Hey, shut up, Tiffany. Or what about Amanda's tuna? What didn't
that was gross.
It looked nasty.
I'm not eating gray tuna.
It was gray. I mean, don't even serve it. Come on. It looked disgusting. Or how could you have hid that? There's no way to do it, could you?
Red food coloring?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to pour ketchup in here and stir it up or something. Something.
Put some ketchup in.
But Tiffany had a genius idea. I'm just going to make meatballs. But it was actually Ed who won with his little cheese ball things. And did you notice the baseball player? He goes, here's what I think of these. And he like threw them down. He's like, they like explode in your mouth. They're all gross or whatever. And it was and it was Ed's food and he won. But I just think it's funny. The baseball player is like, here's what I think of this. And he's just like, ugh.
Tastes like a caterpillar.
I think I just ate a testicle or something. It's disgusting.
I hate when I have to eat testicles.
He's like, and little things exploded in my mouth. I just thought about Seuss when he says... Oh, man.
Cleopatra does the nasty.
What?
What is he talking about?
The shit eater.
I don't even know what he's talking about. Steven, where'd you go?
Why are we standing here in a toilet?
All right, guys, The Colony, huh? This episode of The Colony annoyed the shit out of me because...
Me too.
Okay, here's what I would have done. When they got the note that Becca had been taken, I'd be like, here's what we're going to do. When they come back, we're going to flank their asses. We're going to hide and surround them and kick their asses, right?
But then we're going to steal their truck.
Yeah, okay, here's what we got. We got our shit still, right, collected from a porta potty. We're going to load it up in buckets. We're going to throw that shit on them when they get here.
Oh, yeah.
What? Not only that, we're going to get a rope. We're going to lasso. The one guy in the back of the truck, you know, they didn't know they were going to be in the truck or anything, but I would have been ready, surrounded them. But they were like, yep. Oh, she's coming tomorrow. That's 24 hours from now. Okay, well, let's keep working on her fan.
They should have had a montage of, like, Kevin in Home Alone making all these traps before they showed up.
I know. Do you guys remember last season when the doctor was missing and that one guy was like, you never leave a man behind! And he was crying. He was, I was in the military and I had men, they died on me. Ah! And they're all like crying and stuff. They were like, oh, Becca's taken? Oh. Well, let's work on our ceiling fan.
Yeah, this season doesn't have the same gravitas as the last season.
It doesn't. I mean... Becca, when she was getting attacked, it looked like a real attack, and she's crying.
Yeah,
and stuff. Looked,
and they were pushing her around quite a good bit.
Did you see that part? Like, I swear she bit that guy's hand because he like puts his hand over it and he like, ugh, like jerks it away. Like she was really like fighting back too, those guys, and they're all like, "Well, she'll be back tomorrow." And that one girl with the gap tooth or whatever, she's like. She only, like, puts makeup on and stuff, so I'm not going to trade the food. It's like, okay, you know. It's like, you're thinking.
She's ugly. We don't need her.
She's too attractive. What do we need her for? It's like, she's a model. Her job is to look good, okay? I don't care if it's the apocalypse. We need hot chicks standing around.
You need hot chicks during the apocalypse.
You
absolutely.
Do.
Cleopatra does the nasty.
Yes.
Wow. But you know what? That's what I'd be like. Those guys would come back. I'd have my bucket. I'd be like...
A shit eater?
You boys are shit eaters. That's a... jumping on. Oh! Yep.
Good luck with the pink eye.
Okay, you guys, picture this. Okay, I would have been on the show. Steven, we would have fashioned an explosive with shit. A shit grenade, essentially. That guy drives up. He's in the cab of the car. Dunk it in, all of a sudden explode. Yeah. Shit goes all over the windshield, and he's like, "Oh, he can't like drive away!"
Like the shit bags in Men at Work.
What about
when they open the lockers?
Yes.
What about dropping those stinky pig carcasses on them?
Something. They did nothing. They didn't care about Becca.
I mean,
the moment they got the notice that Remy or I don't know what the
Reno.
Hell his name is.
Yeah, Reno.
They were like, well, let's just fill up the can and put everything out there for them.
Yeah, Reno just took over. He's like, give me
Reno,
some
Reno, Remy.
Yeah, let's go ahead and check this out because they just let Reno handle it and they're all mad at how he did it, but nobody else stepped up or anything.
No.
I want canned food. I want as much as you can get us.
Becca, you all right?
Yes.
And I want an old-fashioned jug. Play me some music.
Way. That wasn't the deal.
It's coming.
When negotiating a hostage return, the most important thing is to have a plan.
We've got some fresh ham for you here.
But when the victim is in plain view, emotions can take over and plans can go out the window.
They said for everything, and we ain't giving them everything. They said canned food.
I mean, come on,
just some baby roots here and some water.
We decided that
jug and go, we got fresh apple juice.
And asked for more, we wouldn't give it to them because we couldn't trust them. But... what we weren't expecting was that they did bring her back and let us see that she was still alive and unharmed. But
you're
then
on
they
a television show.
At that point, we started basically giving up pretty much everything we had.
We got
because
five
you're a
cans
moron.
I got five cans here. That's not enough. That's not enough. We need to get more. I want to see double the amount
you
got
pork
there.
And beans in there.
We don't have that much.
Keep your
have some of that New Ooh, England clam chowder.
Hurry it up!
Five cans
is
enough.
I don't want to go to that minestrone shit.
We don't have 10.
How many do we have?
How many do we have total?
I don't have 10 cans!
You must not want to go very badly to
Nope.
I'm bringing everything I have, but I don't have to really.
This whole time I was like, why aren't you guys attacking
Bring everything.
Surround them.
No, not everything. That's not the plan.
It is annoying
the shit out of them.
That guy should have got his knife, snuck around, and then cut the tires on their car.
Yeah, no, I know, they just didn't do anything.
He's like, it has to end.
It has to end, yeah.
This is not what we agreed upon. We said that if they asked for more, we weren't going to do it. And here we are, just handing them over.
For some
We're a freaking general sort. Come and get whatever you want. Take the pretty girl.
Take it up with Rita.
Well, she's got
we don't have any food,
issue.
It's
she
not
can tell.
Do any good to have another person.
Because she's pretty.
Guys, hurry.
Come in. Two cans, condensed milk.
Okay.
Second
Shit, minutes. That's like gold during the apocalypse.
Two bags of tuna fish, too.
Two bags of the tuna fish. Get it.
We're not playing games here. Hurry it up.
1 second.
We're not
playing games.
This is going to hurt. But here it is.
How would they know we have tuna fish?
Reno asked for it.
All we got is lemon pasta shot.
Told them.
We got lemon pasta shot.
That's all we got. We got two bags of tuna fish and all these cans. We have no more cans.
Ted, they
no
didn't know they had tuna. Reno was like throwing in there.
We've been eating the berries on the trees and eating the greens out of the ground.
Come forward about 20 yards and drop it on the ground.
When do we get the girl?
You get the girl as soon as you give us the food.
So I was getting mad during all
right
this.
There.
Like, they were just doing
I
whatever
have the
they
food
wanted.
In the truck, we'll let her go.
They just let these people
Walk
have whatever
the
they
house.
Wanted. I was pissed.
Yeah,
you.
We'll be back. Thank you for the food.
In my opinion, we should not have given the kidnappers the amount of food that we did. I was okay with trading medical supplies that we could do without, but I'm really upset that we had to give more food in trade for Becca. All the girl does is put on makeup, look pretty, and pick berries.
Oh, I guess
she better be picking her fair share of berries. Sounds like that girl's going to get a little stabby, maybe.
Oh, man.
No way.
Yeah, there's just something about this season of the show that's not clicking for me.
Well, you know,
I don't have that connection. I don't care about any of these people.
Yeah, I'm entertained by it, but it's like they showed no fight there. It really got on
my
nerves. I thought their windmill was awesome. I thought that was cool.
That came out much better than I ever thought it would.
But they didn't have any fight in them. Like, would have been like, when she comes back, here's what we're going to do. We're going to flank them. We're going to overpower them. There's more of us than them. You know, there's three hillbilly dudes, and it's a bunch of us. All we got to do is get around them, and they're screwed, right? But
yeah.
They just didn't want to even pay attention to it till, oh, hell, they're here. Come on, let's go for the exchange or whatever. They didn't take it seriously at all. It just got on my nerves.
A shit eater?
Yeah, exactly.
For all we know, yes.
That's what they were.
Some kind of Bubba
Say
Hotep. Scrawling stuff on a shithouse wall.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. All we got is this.
We put it in a form. We take our delicious custard cream. We enhance it with some lemon
Buddy's
zest.
Out there telling
we
the kidnapper this.
Chug. We put another pasta frolla on top.
That sounds
we
pretty good. All right.
That rapist shot's behind us. Let's get out of here.
It is nothing like a warm pasta chug in the morning. It's the best.
And also, we got some of this.
We're making bacon buns.
Yeah.
Bacon buns.
Fresh bacon buns. Now, what would you have, the lemon pasta shot or this?
Gourmet all-beef burger, topped with sautéed onion, bacon, Swiss cheese, and their secret weapon, Sharon's Chipotle barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. That Sharon knows how to make the sauce, right, Steven? Huh?
That's a good sauce.
That's a good sauce.
I want the pasta shot.
Pasta shots. I think, you know, we could sell that. Like, pasta shots. It's like a hot pocket, but it's like tiny.
It's like it comes in this cup. You can just put it in the microwave, and then you've got a cup of pasta. It's like ready-made noodles.
You take a bite of it, and it spills out the other end on your chin. It just, like, burns you.
I forget what melts. I don't eat hot pockets for that reason alone.
You know, what is that? what is that comedian? Damn it.
Beyond the Pale. That guy.
Gala.
Zach Galifianakis?
No.
Zach Galifianakis?
No, the other guy.
Jim Gaffigan.
He has an awesome, like, bit, and it's all about Hot Pockets.
Well, you know, there was a food stuff that needed a comedy bit. It's Hot Pockets.
Oh, it's awesome. But I definitely want to try that burger.
Chipotle.
Now, guys, what do you think about Entourage this week?
Not a whole lot.
That is a showstopper right there. Look at that.
Yeah. Man, Vince, he's really gone off the deep end. Didn't you like how... Okay, first of all, as I'm watching this, when Vince says... starts to talk to Sasha about being in the movie. I was like, oh, here we go. Didn't I bring this up last week, huh?
Yeah.
Now all we need is for next week for him to need some money, like ask for an advance on his, and then I'll be completely right. And I'm going to phone Doug Ellen and tell him that, hey, he's give me a job.
snorting all his money now.
Yeah, but he's not doing cocaine since then, is he? What is that? Those pills he takes with Sasha earlier on?
Percocet or Vicodin or something.
Well, he gives her one. I thought they were going to trip or something. Like,
oh, that was ecstasy.
Oh, okay. It was ecstasy. Well, let's figure out at the beginning. Let's check this out where Sasha has she wants to talk to Vince about something. And then later on.
A job proposal.
Yeah, a nice job proposal. And then she Vince talks to Eric. Let's check it out.
You okay?
Small headache.
I told you to slow down last night.
I was trying to keep up with you.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
I'll be fine.
Vince, I need to talk to you about something.
Uh-oh.
I got a really big offer.
For what?
A film.
That's great.
An adult film.
I thought you weren't doing that anymore.
No, I haven't been doing it because I've been getting legit stuff. And until now, I haven't gotten a good enough offer.
Well, what are they offering you?
$200,000.
Well, you're not going to do it.
I'm sorry, that sounded like a demand, not a question.
You're surprised that I don't want you to fuck another dude on camera?
Are you going to fuck me on camera?
Sash.
Vince, don't worry about it. It's a 5-guy gangbang, so nobody gets any one-on-one time with me.
You think this is funny?
Oh, not at all. It's the absolute truth.
All right, I'll give you the money not to do it.
What?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Don't treat me like a whore, Vince.
I wasn't,
And don't be so aggressive in telling me what to do.
Calm down, I'm just saying.
I know what you were saying. But I wasn't asking for your permission, I was just letting you know.
Yo, E!
Yo!
Why don't you call me back?
Because I'm swimming and Turtle broke the waterproof phone.
What, are you pissed at me about something?
Yeah, I spoke to Lav and he said you screamed at him.
Lav, are you gonna come out of the pool so we can talk?
Are you gonna calm down?
I'm calm.
Well,
why is there always horrible music playing in the background on the show?
I don't give a fuck. He works for you. We shouldn't be doing
somebody's nephew's
now he
band.
Works. You keep telling me he doesn't. Are you serious? Are you? Whose coke was it then, Vince? Sasha's?
Don't go there.
Go where? You're on a free fall. You're showing up at meetings high. You're dating a porn star. You know, I was waiting for this little naive judgment
Vince
to come
Sizemore.
Out. Naive? She's not a porn star?
E.
Does she not have sex on camera for money?
All of us in this town do on some level.
I was hoping
you
would come to blows or like you'd punch her.
It wasn't her coke, all right? It was some girl and she was here and she had it and I did it. And honestly, I've done it before.
Really?
Really, just not around you because
I
don't want
to
hear this shit.
He's rolling a joint right now.
Vince, give me a break.
You
showed up to a meeting high on cocaine, all right? So don't try to act like I'm some nag.
That was stupid.
Oh, really? You think so?
I was exhausted and Billy got me all insecure.
Yeah, well, now you got the studio insecure.
No, I talked to Dana. She's fine.
Yeah, I spoke to her also.
And?
Is fine. But Randall quit.
Come on. Well, he's a fucking asshole for telling him that. But I will deliver on this movie.
Randall
will be great.
An a-hole.
Okay.
I'm serious. I am fine.
I said okay.
I think you owe Lavin an apology.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to happen.
And Sasha.
She didn't hear any of this.
And as my manager, I want you to call the studio and find out if there's a role in Airwalker for her.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious. Get it done.
Whoa, it's kind of an a-hole there, wasn't he? Now, they need to keep carrying this where he keeps spiraling out of control, I think. Don't you?
Well, I want to know what happens next.
Yeah, I've been entertained by it. I was telling Heather, like, we were watching it, and she's just like, she doesn't watch the show, but I was like, Vince has always been the very least interesting person on the show. Like, they've got nothing for the guy to do. Am I right?
Yeah, and all the like previous the real season. Character he's based on.
Yeah, just nothing to do. And so they finally given him something that's somewhat interesting, I guess. So at least they got something, you know. And, you know, they've got Turtle with the tequila thing, whatever, and drama. His cartoon is, it's not like the dumbest storyline. I mean,
Avion.
Okay, first of all, at the beginning of the show, and not that I'm complaining that much, but his girlfriend has the shortest micro mini dress where she looks like a friggin' hooker, doesn't she? I was like, oh, cool. Turtle got himself a prostitute and he's going to a club. It's like, what is that outfit? And then she's standing next to classy Sloane, and you see how Sloane dresses. She can't hold a candle to Sloane. All right. You agree with me, Steven?
Yes.
Steven, have you ever seen that show called Huge on?
Hey, stop it. It's a good show. But
no, yeah, we'll see what else happens on Entourage. I just want Vinny to keep spinning out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that's the best thing the show's done.
End up in rehab there.
I wonder if Max Cady's ever been to rehab.
What the prison? What are you talking about? Prison.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, guys, let's talk about True Blood. And we at the very beginning of the episode, we find out what Sookie is. And they did it with, I thought, good comedic flair there. And let's check that out.
I'm a fairy? Elfking Lane.
Fairy is but one of the names.
What other names are there?
Fenodrea, Elalon, the old people.
Old
alien.
People.
Oh, goddammit.
Aliens.
I really am an alien.
Only part. You're mostly human. Apparently a fae coupled with one of your female ancestors.
Coupled?
The fae were known for breeding with humans, sometimes against the human's will.
My people are rapists? I don't even know all this.
One of them called Claudine told me.
Claudine? Where were you when you...
Bonton Cemetery. Only it was someplace else. And it was day. But it wasn't painful. It was beautiful.
Was there a pond?
Yes, that's how I got there.
I was there too. Claudine told me you would take my light.
She's afraid for you. And with good reason.
What reason is that?
Every supernatural I have ever met believes the Fae were wiped out of existence by vampires.
You know, one of my favorite scenes in the episode is when Bill talks to Jason about watching over Sookie. And, of course, Sookie takes off to go talk to Eric. But Bill's like, I'm very disappointed in you, Jason. He's like, you don't get the hell out of my house. I uninvite you. That's right. Sookie told me if you uninvite you, you got to get out. And he like slides backwards. Like he's got to, he's like, yeah, MF-er. I thought that was great.
The Jason stuff has been terrific this season.
He's a lot of fun. And you know what was interesting about the King of Mississippi? This was kind of his... put Talbot to rest, and then he's going to get his revenge, I guess. But he had to, like, deal with his mourning, you know, and he picks up that male prostitute, and he's talking to him like he's Talbot. He's like, dude, what are you talking about, man? And then he stakes the guy. I thought that was a really weird, creepy scene and kind of disturbing, too, because, you know.
Yeah, but it was fun, too.
What did you guys think of the... Yeah, I thought it was fun. I love that actor. I think he's great. But Lafayette and Jesus on their roller coaster.
Their trippy gay time travel.
They were on a trippy gay time traveling roller coaster, weren't they? Because they were like, whoa. And that one guy is like, your dad, he was a great, what was it, great grandfather or great great? He was a wizard or something. That, what the hell is going on in that scene? I don't know, man.
I was cracking up the entire time because that camera shot they would do of them standing next to each other, like walking and gliding. And
yeah, that was
like they're riding a roller coaster. It was cracking me
up.
I
thought it was inventive. You know, it was just like they did something that looks completely ridiculous. And probably in the script it's completely ridiculous, but it's... Hey, they pulled it off, I think. It was just kind of like a crazy trip. And don't you love when they took the V, all the little creatures and stuff are like waving to him and stuff. And I love like the guy Sam beat the shit out of, the weird hillbilly guy who he's some kind of creature or whatever. He's like, you know, we're going to have to give him some V or he's going to die. And as soon as he wakes up, you know, he starts calling them names and slaps his daughter and runs away. And he's like, man, there ain't a name for the kind of trash that just lives around here. It's like, really, there are just completely dysfunctional people. And from the previews, here's what I think. Eric knows that Sookie's blood at least gets you a moment where you can walk in the sun, right?
Yeah.
He's going to somehow use Sookie to go in the sun because I guess he could kill Russell while he's vulnerable during the daytime, right? Maybe that's his idea.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking there. I don't know. But I'd rather them have a face off kind of like in the dark, you know, at nighttime, not like stake them in a coffin while the sun is up. You know, that'd be lame.
Kind of like a Smallville face off where they throw one another
on glass tables
the room and then crash through glass coffee tables.
Right.
Fighting an ER.
fighting the hospital. Oh, there they are at the hospital. Or fight at Merlot's. They could do that, like just stage everything at Merlot's. Cause...
There you go.
And what's with I was disturbed by that scene where Tommy turns into a pit bull and starts mauling Hoyt or whatever.
It's like, yeah, what was the entire intent of that?
Well, that's what was great. He was talking to Jessica. Hoyt was. And he's talking about how much he loves her or whatever. And she rejects him for
she
a moment.
Crying.
And he walks out. And Tommy is right outside. And he's like, and Hoyt just smacks him. Didn't you love that? He's like, oh, and like falls to the ground. And that's when he gets pissed and turns into pit bull to maul him. And Jessica just grabs the dog and just flings him into the woods. But and then she gives him some of his blood to heal him. But I love those characters. I want to see more of that. I wonder what do you think the creature is that we know that Crystal is a panther? What do you call that?
She's a sex panther.
She is. She's a sex panther. Didn't you love Jason's reaction to that? He's like, whoa, mama. Naked chick. I think her dad is this.
A shit eater?
What do you think?
If he's a dog, yeah. Because they're African dogs.
No, well, they're shapeshifters of some sort, too.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Huh?
I thought there was like, are there multiple versions of shifters? Or
that's what I'm kind of wondering, if there's like, you know, like Sam is kind of like the white trash of shifters or whatever.
Well, he can turn into any animal, but I think there's people like who can turn only into wolves.
Like cat people.
They can only turn into one creature. And okay. I remember in the book, the character of Alcide's ex-girlfriend, Debbie, I believe her new boyfriend was an owl. And I can see why they changed that, because that's just not that threatening, is it? An owl.
Hedwig. Depends on how big that owl is.
And it's like, eat you like a mouse or something.
Hey, you're not as stupid as some folks made you out.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, JFK.
All right, Bill, you ready to do some news?
Yeah, thanks, JFK.
Oh, you know, we won't be able to talk about True Blood next week. This really sucks. My poor wife, she's getting her wisdom teeth pulled next Friday.
Oh.
So I'm going to be taking care of her. I'm definitely not doing a show next Friday. I'm going to be occupied. But
are they, like, impacted?
No, it's kind of like where the way they've grown in, they always cut the sides of her mouth when she eats and stuff. It's just like,
okay,
they need to be pulled. And yeah,
I have two that need to be pulled, but I've been putting it off for a long time.
Oh, I don't blame you. I keep telling her, it's like, put it off. Don't do it.
It may not be as bad since they're not impacted, you know, right. But it may still hurt. I'm not saying that, but you know,
yeah, yeah. It'll
yeah. Mine are impacted. Yeah.
One thing I know is that before you know, I know the first like 3 days sucks, but before you know it, it does heal up. You know, you're on antibiotics. The only thing that sucks is, you know, certain things you can't eat and stuff. Definitely not going to be eating Skittles.
I was that eating weekend. Pizza the next day after my wisdom teeth.
Oh,
I
shouldn't have done that, Steven.
You're a nut.
Mine didn't hurt. It didn't bother me at all.
Oh my God, Steven. I'm really worried.
Butter lettuce, butter lettuce.
I was hungry. I was like, screw it. Just give me something to eat.
You know what you should have been doing?
We're making bacon buns.
I should have ate some bacon buns.
All right, Bill, you ready to do some news?
Yes.
Let's do the news! Woo-hoo! Okay.
Swallow this.
Whoa. All right, Bill. What do we got in the news this week?
All right. We brought this up earlier in the week, posted on Facebook, too. One of the stars of the hit TLC reality show Cake Boss has been charged with sexually assaulting a minor, according to a report.
Come on.
Yeah, it must have been one of those miners trapped in South America.
Oh, man. Which one is it, Bill, again?
Remy Gonzalez, married to Buddy's sister Lisa, who just had the baby.
You do the
show.
Dude, great timing, Remy. What is
so he's a...
He molested someone, basically?
On August 17th, he was arrested by police in New Jersey and was charged with two counts of aggravated sexual assault, two counts of sexual assault, two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, and two counts of aggravated criminal sexual conduct, and two counts of criminal sexual conduct.
Oh, my.
We can't make light of this. Come on, it's serious.
No, it's horrible. What did Remy do?
I'm hoping that
Remy wants to be the next Joey Buttafuoco or something.
I'm hoping that
Remy was framed.
Is it possible Remy is innocent? You know?
Yes, he was framed by a rival bakery.
Oh my word!
Gonzalez, who appears on the show as one of the cake decorators, is the brother-in-law of the show's star, Buddy Velastro. The show chronicles a family-run bakery in Hoboken that produces custom-made cakes. Wow, I had no idea.
You're not culinary inclined.
The charges stem from a series of incidents involving Gonzalez and a teenager that took place during September of 2009 and March of 2010.
Okay. I know what the law is, but basically here's what happened. He was screwing around with probably a babysitter or something who's
exactly
who's like 16 or something. Am I right? Isn't that what it sounds like?
Or 16, 17.
Yeah, 16 or 17, but this is the way the law is, you know. And Remy's probably, you know, he's really hurting his family. His wife, who's just had a kid. Oh, man.
I'm like a cheetah.
Detectives met with two witnesses who reported Gonzalez's confession to multiple assaults on the teen. He's being held in the Morris County Correctional Facility on $300,000 bail.
I don't think it's funny.
And Mama's it's not right. known if Gonzalez has retained a lawyer.
I'm sure Buddy's hired him one, don't you think?
I'm sure.
That's not funny, Max.
I can't wait to get more info on this. Inquiring minds want to know about Remy.
Oh, that's so wrong, Steven. Not right. Not right.
All right.
Al Stultz Jr. swears that when he told a Safeway deli clerk that he likes large breasts, he was talking about chicken breasts.
Oh, my gosh.
Attached to her, which explains why he's so upset about receiving a trespassing notice from the Lakewood Police Department banning him from the supermarket for 1 year for his remarks. According to Stultz, 62, he visited a Safeway in early August. He was in the company of a female companion, but she wasn't with him when he headed to the deli counter to order some chicken breasts. He describes the clerk who waited on him as a heavyset woman. When he pointed at the breast and said, "I like the large ones," he recalls her chuckling. The next week, he returned to the store to order more chicken breasts. But when the clerk who helped him the week before saw him coming, she walked away, leaving another woman to help him, one who, in his opinion, was extremely surly. After completing the transaction, Stoltz says he decided to complain about how rudely he'd been treated, but when he spoke with the assistant store manager, she immediately put him on the defensive. She was so mad, he maintains. She said, "The last time you were here, you giggled about this woman's large breasts, and I said, oh, baloney." Then she opened up her flip phone and called the police, and I listened to her make up this whole story about me cussing and threatening her. So apparently they've got a major issue with a guy that likes chicken breasts at the Safeway.
That is a showstopper right there. Look at that.
Yeah, if I'm going to get chicken breasts, I want large chicken breasts.
Oh, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's like, what size you want? About the size of those. Those snack trays you got right there. Huh?
Yikes.
But he faces no criminal charges. They've just banned him from the grocery store for
so
a year.
So basically, the guy was making an inappropriate joke, right?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't even making a joke. He just said he liked the large chicken breasts.
But he was making a joke about her chest, wasn't he?
No.
Don't you?
I don't think so.
I think that he was probably like, you know, I don't know.
Nothing. Like a wolf.
I like
busted
your big fat breasts, honey.
I'll have a couple of them pasta shots right there. You know what I'm saying?
I want your pasta shots.
You better get your own fucking army, pal.
No, it, he says that...
He could have ordered a thigh, okay?
I want your big meaty thighs.
Put on makeup, look pretty, and pick berries.
Now they're saying, I guess...
He could have ordered the rump roast, too.
I think if you go to a meat counter, you're kind of shit out of luck on every innuendo.
Butter lettuce! Butter lettuce!
Hey, have some butter lettuce. You know what I'm saying? I don't get your innuendo. Yeah, neither do I. Never mind.
You're really
bad. It's because your ass is so leafy green and buttery. All right. Skowegian?
Huh?
I have no idea how to pronounce this.
Szechuan?
Szechuan, Maine. Neighbors in a central Maine town are upset that a landowner who can't build on his quarter-acre parcel of land has opened up his land as a nature park for the homeless.
Are you serious?
An 84-year-old homeless man and his Rottweiler have set up camp on the property on Coburn Avenue in Szechuan, a quiet residential street near downtown. A banner says, "Nature Park, Nature Trails for the Homeless People of Somerset County." Neighbors tell the Morning Sentinel the neighbor is inappropriate for a homeless, or the neighborhood is inappropriate for a homeless encampment. They say the landowner... is miffed that zoning laws bar him from building on the land. Obert says that since he can't build, he decided to turn his property into a park for the homeless, complete with a picnic table and portable toilets.
Are you serious?
That guy's a freaking genius.
Well, he's a fucking asshole for telling him that.
Oh, that's true, too.
Oh, my God, Vince. Man, guy's so
all right,
up.
Somerset, Massachusetts. A practical joker in Massachusetts has taken advantage of a recent shark sighting and caused a scare with a fake fin. Police say about 50 people were drawn to Somerset, Massachusetts Cove on Wednesday night after someone reported seeing a shark in the water. Police tell the Herald News of Fall River that several 911 calls came in, and responding officers soon realized the shark was just a piece of styrofoam cut into a fin shape, wrapped in gray duct tape and weighted down. There was no word on who pulled the prank. Several Massachusetts beaches have been closed this summer after shark sightings. Police caution that the joke could have caused a problem had there been a real emergency.
You think this is funny?
So basically they watch Jaws and they're like, oh, that's a great idea, those kids who do it.
Man, we're totally going to fool them. This is hilarious. All right, here's Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Sheboygan?
Sheboygan.
Kill me.
A 27-year-old Sheboygan woman passed out drunk in her car while trying to place an order at a McDonald's drive-thru. Police officers summoned by employees found Stacy L. Erickson slumped over and snoring inside her 1991 Ford Escort. The incident occurred about 3:40 a.m. Officers' initial attempts to rouse Erickson were unsuccessful, but she woke up after they turned off the car and tried again. Steven! No sleeping.
Ma'am, wake up!
Erickson had to grab the car to steady herself as she got out, and she failed field sobriety tests. She's charged with a misdemeanor third offense drunk driving and faces up to a year in jail.
How fucking lame.
Man, she must have really needed her McDonald's.
Give me my half of McDonald's, Jerry!
I'm going to bash your window in for my McNuggets. Breakfast, I want my McNuggets.
I'm going to get this leg shot and shoot a McNugget in your eye.
All right. The State Fair of Texas has announced its 2010 sixth annual Big Tex Choice Fried Food Awards. I guess this is when vendors participate for the best taste and most creative. The field has been narrowed to 8, so you can only get 2 entries per choice. The final round is on Labor Day when a panel of 3 judges will pick the winners. The event is not open to the general public, I guess media only,
what?
But here are the choices. The deep-fried s'mores Pop-Tart.
Say what?
Oh, man, I totally try that.
Fried chocolate. Wait, what did you say?
I'd totally try that. That's my favorite kind of Pop-Tart, man.
It's a Pop-Tart with a sensational chocolate peanut butter s'mores flavor lightly battered and deep-fried, hot out of the fryer. It's drizzled with chocolate syrup and topped with whipped cream.
Ooh. You motherfucker, you.
There's the fried chocolate, which is a white chocolate mini candy bar and a cherry stuffed into a brownie, dipped into chocolate cake batter, and then deep fried.
Are you serious?
Yeah. A fried lemonade. Huh? Which is a lemon-flavored pastry made from Country Time lemonade, baked, then fried, and glazed with a mix of lemonade and powdered sugar.
Holy shit. Wait, lemon?
We put it in a form. We take our delicious custard cream. We enhance it with some lemon zest. We fill up the pasta chuck. We put another pasta roll on top. We form it out. Okay, we paint it with some egg wash. We bake it. It is nothing. Like a warm pasta chuck in the morning. It's the best.
And then we deep fry it.
Remy, he couldn't be here while we're making it. He said he needed to run some errands or something. He's like, no, buddy, he's not running errands.
He said he was taking the babysitter home. Because he was running for errands.
Hey, buddy, I will get her. I'll get her home for you. I'll just give her a ride. It's like, all right, what a nice guy that Remy is. It's like, oh, no, he's not. He's a friggin' perv.
What?
Would you like a fried club salad?
No. All this shit's deep fried, man. Mm.
Everything is fried.
It's pretty disgusting, actually.
A super colossal 12-inch spinach wrap surrounds generous layers of ham, chicken, shredded iceberg, crunchy carrot strips, ripe cherry tomatoes, cheddar, and hickory smoked bacon. Why would you fry a salad?
I don't know.
They're seeing if they can make the healthiest
thing possible
unhealthy for you. All right. Texas fried caviar. Black-eyed peas fried and laced with special spices. Available in regular or spicy.
We're making bacon buns.
Okay. And what else do we got here? Fried beer.
That is a showstopper right there. Look at that.
It's a beer-filled pretzel pocket, which is deep-fried.
Whoa.
One bite, and the escaping beer serves as a dipping sauce. That's
butter
gross.
Butter lettuce. Butter lettuce.
And finally, the pièce de résistance, the fried Frito pie.
What the hell are you asking for?
Texas chili, sharp cheddar, encased in corn chips, lightly battered, fried to a golden brown perfection.
Oh my gosh!
Hot, meaty, crunchy, salty, cheesy, oozing goodness.
Hide the salami.
Texas fried Frito pie transferred you back to the golden age of fair food.
Stuff like that!
So are you going to go to the state fair and try each one of these for us?
Hell yes!
Awesome.
I'll try them.
I want some of the fried lemonade. That sounds delicious to me.
It sounds interesting. What do you think, Steven?
Yeah, they did like fried Coke last year, a couple years ago, mm-hmm. fried Coke. And
how did they do fried Coke?
What?
I don't know.
It's like they say that, but what they're doing is soaking in Coke.
They cook Coke in some kind of a batter, and then they fried it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yikes! All right, next story is out of Miami of Ohio, that is.
Say what?
Yes, there is a Miami of Ohio.
Weird.
Around 1 a.m. Friday, officers on a bike patrol reportedly observed a male later identified as Miami University sophomore Jacob Pleven staggering in an alley behind the Oxford United Methodist Church. According to police reports, the officer followed Pleven to the corridor leading to the church's back door, where he proceeded to urinate on the building.
Back up just a minute here. 1 minute.
Reportedly identified himself as police and asked if the male knew he was urinating on a church.
okay.
Excuse me, sir. I'm a police officer. Do you know you're pissing on a church?
So are you sure what you're doing, sir?
He could take it back. Like, oh, I'm sorry. This is a church.
When I'm done, I'll go in and ask for forgiveness.
If you would just go around to where that flipping out guy lives, he doesn't mind.
He could really
any urine will work.
According to police reports, it was apparent Pleven did not know what he was doing, but he replied, I'm Catholic. Pleven reportedly had the... that was a good punchline.
That was great.
Reportedly had the odor of an alcoholic beverage on his breath, wobbled on his feet, and slurred his words. Yeah! He was charged with public urination, disorderly conduct, and underage intoxication.
Oh, he's underage?
Yeah, he was 19.
Well, you know, we'll go on. Oh, wait, it will go on his record, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't even have clue.
And finally, it's not just skinny people that are robbing banks anymore. Investigators believe the bank robber they're calling the Triple XL Bandit hit a credit union inside a Clear Lake City grocery store. The FBI reports that the Associated Federal Credit Union at the Kroger store on El Camino Road was held up around 2 p.m. Monday by a familiar figure of uniquely large stature. The robber had no weapon, but he handed a demand note to one of the tellers and received cash. He then fled on foot. The suspect is described as a white man between 28 and 35. He's 5'10" to 5'11" and 300 pounds and cleanly shaven. He wore white and maroon baseball cap, a red pullover shirt, shorts, and sunglasses. In addition to holding up the same credit union on August 5th, he's suspected of robbery of the Wells Fargo inside a Randall store. He's also believed to be responsible for an August 18th holdup of an Associated Federal Kroger unit in a different Kroger store. They're offering $5,000 for any information leading to this guy. Good luck.
How is this possibly happening?
A 300-pound, 5'10" guy? No, there's not many of those.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a successful criminal, right?
I like that he fled on foot and they couldn't catch him. He must be fit.
In the toilet.
They always catch you, though. You see on cop shows or like Cops or...
Not this guy. He must be like a ninja.
Wow.
Fat ninja.
You better get your own fucking army, pal.
And that's news for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the news this week.
Yeah. Making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
I enjoy doing that. Thank you.
Thank you. And what do you say we do some DVDs?
DVDs? Let's do them.
Let's do some DVDs!
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, set out of furniture!
DVDs! Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs, everybody!
You're a damn terrorist. All right, just get the hell out of here. I got a goddamn
All right, Bill, what DVDs do we have this week?
I love that you can hear Jack Warden in the background.
I know.
That's so great. All right, DVDs this week, August 31st, 2010.
Wow, August is over just like that, man.
Yep, in a blink of an eye. First DVD is Brainjacked from 2009.
That is a showstopper right there. Look at that.
And what the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Yeah! Brainjacked!
It says from the producers of Herschel Gordon Lewis's The Uh-Oh Show. Do you know The Uh-Oh Show?
No.
No way!
No, neither do I. The guy looks like Michael Rooker on the front of it, but it can't be.
Michael Rooker.
Even the Rook would not do this.
Brainjack starring the Rook.
if that's not good enough for you, why not pick up Brothers and Sisters, the complete fourth season? Hey, who doesn't love family drama?
Over Skay.
I hope not.
Check that out, huh, Steven?
Yes.
Ew, you're nasty!
I am a nasty.
Next DVD is actually a decent movie. It's not great. It's Harry Brown with Michael Caine, where he's an elderly vigilante, basically.
Oh, sweet. I like that idea.
Yeah, if it's, you know, it could use a little more vigilanteism and a little less boring. But it's still decent.
So it's boring?
It is, slightly.
But it's got some cool moments, maybe?
But it's got Michael Caine in it, and he's angry, and he's killing people. And he's old, so...
Wait a second. Is the Giggler in this?
No, he should be, though. Maybe one of his English relatives are.
They killed the Giggler, man. They killed the Giggler!
They had no business doing that.
So what's this movie called again?
Harry Brown.
I can see it. I can see it. It almost sounds like a dirty title, but okay.
It does.
How did you go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
Wow.
Next DVD is Marmaduke.
Wait. You know what, Harry Brown? The movie's called Harry Brown. You know what it makes me think of?
A shit eater.
I was going to say Charlie Brown's uncle, okay? God, what a perv. All right, what was the new movie, Bill?
Marmaduke.
Yeah, Marmaduke. Huh? Marmaduke.
Owen Wilson is Marmaduke and George Lopez is the house cat.
Oh, my God. The Marmaduke! No!
In it, too.
Who?
Kiefer Sutherland.
What? What the hell is he doing there?
I'm guessing he voices a dog. There it is. That's gravitas if I ever heard it.
Gravitas. Hell yeah. But I guess he's just, you know... If you're an established actor, the bread and butter is these kids' movies, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It's just
especially
free.
If it's something that you can be a printed up sequel to that they can just pop out.
It's cash money. You know what I'm saying?
You go into a room. You read a bunch of lines. They do the animation. You come back later to, like, clean it up a little bit. Maybe, you know, do another line reading. And then you're done. You're in and out. And it's easy money.
Gravitas.
He loves that word.
A shit eater?
And I love it now because of him. Gravitas, not shit eating.
Why are we standing here in a toilet?
The next DVD is the television series The Middle, the complete first season.
Oh, I love Malcolm in the Middle.
No, this is just The Middle.
Oh, it's after he left the show.
Janitor Scrubs is the dad, and it's got this little crazy-looking midget guy in it named Atticus.
Oh, yeah! I know what you're talking about. It's on ABC, right?
Yeah, it is.
And it's in color.
It's in color. Yes. It is in color.
Why is that such a problem for you?
It's not. I'll go see it.
The kid in it, he looks like he has that same disease that the guy in Carnival had.
There must be a fucking dream. There's a fucking dwarf in it.
It could be. It could, I think that's how they're going to end the series. It was just a dream.
Whoa.
Next DVD is NCIS Los Angeles, the first season, with a really badass cover art of Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J. With a bright sun behind them.
What,
and
you know what would be cool? They have them on the cover looking badass with their guns, but also below them, Linda Hunt, like barely in frame on the cover. Like just the top of her eyes, like Kilroy is here or something.
No!
I love that, you know, if it's not enough that it says Los Angeles, they have these four stock pictures of palm trees behind them.
Oh, they're in, oh, I get it.
How fucking late.
Awesome.
They are in LA.
I couldn't tell the difference between NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles without the palm trees.
NCIS Delaware. That's what I'm waiting for.
We're in Delaware.
Oh, I've actually watched some of that show.
They have on the
show.
Cover of NCIS Delaware.
I don't know.
No idea. It would just be like a white cover with black lettering.
It would be a blank cover.
Yeah. Like, you know, like Delaware. How you would go to the grocery store as a kid and there was the generic aisle.
Delaware.
It's like white bags or white boxes.
What would be funny
lettering.
Is, like, since they have, like, the Hawaii 5-0 now, but come out with NCIS Hawaii, you know, to compete with it.
They would screw. They wouldn't be able to use palm trees since NCIS Los Angeles is using
like,
them.
It's the two actors with guns, but there's also coconuts right there. On the... Oh, wait, they're in Hawaii. I get it.
Couple of coconuts.
They're wearing Hawaiian leis around their neck.
holding pineapples.
That would be awesome.
All right, next DVD is season one of Parenthood, which wasn't that bad.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I watched it.
There's a character who, the son, he has Asperger's. It's so goddamn annoying.
I want that kid to eat Asperger's.
No way!
Like, I cannot stand that little prick.
A shit eater?
No, not... Asperger. Oh wait, I guess he's right.
Yeah, it would be a shit burger.
Asshole.
Okay. It makes sense. It actually makes sense, Steven.
Asshole.
Gourmet all beef burger, topped with sautéed onion, bacon, Swiss cheese, and their secret weapon,
ass.
Sharon's Chipotle barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I can't stand that little shit. But the show itself is entertaining. Yeah. Also, the daughter,
of Peter Krause's a little annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I like the girl that was in Scott Pilgrim is on that show, and she's a good actress. She's a good little
Roxy. Yeah, I didn't even realize that was her in Scott Pilgrim, but you're right, it was. Yeah, that's okay. And of course, it's got the Scientological element with
I'm lesbians with her.
What's this girl's name? The Scientologist that's in this. Damn it! She's the blonde sister.
Oh yeah, Erica Christensen.
Yeah, Erica. Thank you.
I pulled it out. Yeah.
Thank you. I was blanking.
So was I. I was all like, right. No, certainly he's not talking about Lauren Graham.
No. The excellent Sons of Anarchy season 2 on DVD and Blu-ray.
Awesome. I love Sons of Anarchy. If I can say it.
I love Sons of Anarchy too.
Sons
of Anarchy.
Like Sands in the Hourglass. So are Sons of Anarchy.
Huh? Yeah, I bought the first season on Blu-ray. I'm definitely going to pick up the second season.
It's a fun. You know what? The show, you see trailers for it, commercials, badass guys on motorcycles, but the show is really, really funny. It's got like this sick humor. I remember there was this whole storyline about this guy who only had one testicle. He got a prosthetic testicle, except his body was rejecting it, so it gets all swollen up. And there's the one tough guy, Tig, walks in on him with his pants down because he's like, man, you got to look at this. He walks in and goes, hey, what do you got? And he sees his testicles and he immediately just throws up. And they show like the vomit come out of his mouth. It's like so gross. But it's hilarious. It's gold.
Yeah, we know what happened to that poor kid.
Making a big spectacle of yourself.
Oh, I forgot about that. Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Poor guy. What did they call him on the show? I forgot.
I can't remember.
It's not even that clever, like one nut or something. I can't remember.
It's basic.
Big time.
I had no idea that they released these UFC fights on DVD.
Really? But
yeah, they do. UFC 115, Chuck Liddell and Rich Franklin. My dad loves UFC, but it's just too homoerotic to me.
Inside your face, like, for free?
They can beat the shit out of each other, but then they end up being on the ground, like, in these really weird compromising positions for the entire fight.
So it's nothing like, say, like a movie like Lionheart or something where they're in, like, a pool without water in it.
Oh, my God. If that was what it was, I would watch every movie.
They'd be, like, in an empty swimming pool with a bunch of people betting around it.
Every fight that I have ever seen of UFC, maybe a minute of them, is them trading punches or kicks and then 20 minutes of it is them on the ground just trying to do submission holds.
Hell yeah, Lionheart would kick all their asses, Steven, huh? just ridiculous that is.
Wow. And speaking of fighting, I have never seen this before, but it's got Ernest Borgnine in it, and that's Uppercut Man.
Uppercut Man?
Yes, Uppercut Man from 1987.
So when he's fighting, he's always waiting for that one shot. boom! Connect!
It's just like Mike Tyson's punch-out.
Yeah, he's like dodging left and right. You bounce towards him three times and he ducks out of the way.
Then you press the select button and boom! Uppercut.
Uppercut! Body blow! Body blow! Body uppercut!
That was wasn't that the original Punch-Out that would do that?
Yeah.
With like the grid, the green grid, Little Mac.
And you'd see your green gloves.
Body blow, body blow, body blow. God, I loved that game. I pumped so many quarters into
Ball
that thing.
Bull. Glass Joe.
Next DVD is The Vampire Diaries, the complete first season.
Yes.
I watched all of season 1 with my wife. She loves the show. And I got to say, it's entertaining, man.
It's like
it's on Blu-ray too.
Picture this, Bill. Okay. Dawson's Creek with vampires.
Oh.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not that bad. I'm just kidding.
Man, that would be bad.
No. Okay, wait. One Tree Hill with vampires.
Oh, well, that makes it so much better.
No.
So now the vampires play basketball.
No, Bill. Huge with vampires.
That I'd watch.
It's vampires at Fat Camp. Come on.
Vampires, immortal beings that have weight issues.
You suck too much blood.
Can you imagine being turned as a vampire and you're like 300 pounds and then you're like screwed for the rest of your life? You can never lose that weight because you're already dead.
Remember Steven Root's character on the first Jason's Eye? Why are you a fat ass anyway? You're a vampire. He goes, I was fat before I was turned. You stay the way you are.
The one that was in the...
Are you serious?
The basement?
Yeah.
The one that liked Heroes.
Yeah, he loves Heroes.
All right, and last DVD, Why Did I Get Married To... Or, I'm sorry,
are you serious?
Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married To...
It's a five-guy gangbang.
What?
That's why.
Oh, my God.
Get it done.
I didn't know there was a Why Did I Get Married 1.
What?
Oh, I wonder if it's like a trilogy.
It's as many as he can pump out.
Oh, man, that's
but
awesome.
But I love that instead of the number two, it's Why Did I Get Married T-O-O.
Oh,
like,
that's,
oh I get
that's
it.
That's so clever when they do that.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's got Black Dynamite in it.
Oh, nice. Who's Michael J. White?
Yep. Which is quite possibly one of the greatest movies ever made.
I still haven't seen that, but it's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it, Bill. I swear.
Oh, my God. Is it so stupid and funny?
Oh, damn it.
And you'll notice while you're watching it multiple scenes that use scenes from that Mystery Science Theater, but that cinematic Titanic.
Right.
The East Meets Watts. They use, like, the car explosion and... the guys in that bar and all that in it. So somebody must have thought, "Went, hey, we can use that. That's cool."
Cleopatra does the nasty.
Awesome. All right,
and that's DVDs for this week.
All right.
Why are we standing here in a toilet?
Bossy Davis.
I do too.
When is the next Hotep movie coming out?
It'll probably never be made. But
I know that. Oh, no, Bruce Campbell dropped out.
Yeah. And Ozzie Davis, wasn't that his last movie before he died?
Yeah, it was.
Awesome. I'd want that to be my last movie. Yeah. All right, Bill, thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're welcome.
Hide the salami.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And scene.
You think this is fun?
Perfectly with the Battletoads pause music.
All right, everybody. That was episode 212 of Nowhere in Bizzleberry. We're changing the name. What, you guys like that?
Bizzleberry? Snozzberries?
Nim! Nowhere in Mulberry! And you know what? I have some sad news this week. This week, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but Mulberry Old School went kaput. It's gone. The feed, all the files, everything just blanked out into existence. Gone. In a poof of smoke. Is that how you say it? Poof of smoke?
Poof? Yeah. Poof?
A poof of smoke.
Poofter.
But it's gone, guys, and it was sad. And I was even like, okay, here's how I'm gonna link all the files. I mean, just last week I was talking about I was going to do that. Gone. Yeah.
Nope.
Gone.
Can't do that.
And Bill, you know, I spent like a good 24 hours just kind of sad, like, you know, what when I'm long gone, guys, 50 years from now, how are people going to discover the show? And
damn those G-casters.
Yeah, now it's called I Like. And I was like, I Like? Wow, what? That's clever. And it was like, register here. And I was like, I'm going to type in my old name and password. And I did.
I like Asperger's.
And it connected me. So I was like, oh, okay, it works. Let me find my files. There are no files. They're gone. They're erased.
Over. So they just completely cleared the...
Yeah, they wiped their hard drives. It was like 170 Norm Mulberry episodes. Every single after the show. Every Oscar show, commentary, any kind of special package thing we did, Bill, all of that was on there. All gone. All the lunchtime shows that I put in the forum, gone. Everything's gone. It's just gone. But, Bill, you and I may have come up with something. I'm not going to announce anything yet, but we're working on something, right?
Yeah, we forgot we had storage somewhere in particular.
We had it. It was like right next to that U-Haul place. There was a storage place.
Yep.
And we're going to
I completely forgot I was renting it.
We're going to stick a hard drive in there and see what happens. Sweet. I think that's how it works.
I was holding on to it because I thought I might move into it if I lost my house.
Nice. Like, what is that movie where they live in the storage spaces?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Damn, I can't remember either. Or, you know, like in Silence of the Lambs, keep all of your different body parts in there, something like that. And you could do that, Steven. Or, you know, who else would do something like that?
A shit eater?
No, not
he's going to keep different kinds of shitty eating.
Why is it the first thing that pops into his head? But, you know, guys, this is essentially our anniversary for 5 years. Norm Mulberry, 5 years. So I'm thinking we're going to announce something big will be unveiled. And if anything is unveiled, the only way you're going to get it is if you join the NIM forum, which you can find linked on NowhereMulberry.com.
Mm. I had to delete two spam signups.
Oh, we got the spam bots, huh?
Yeah, I got two of them, which is crazy because I set it up so that there's that – it's called CAPTCHA where you have to type in the letters to say you're a human. But
oh, yeah.
They still got past it.
Yeah, remember,
so we went from, I think, 36 to 34 members.
Do you remember back in our first forum, we'd get some hilarious spam in there where I'd actually, like, reply to it or whatever?
Yeah, that was great.
I wish we still had that old thing. She smelled like ass, but I still miss her. Sure miss her, Steven, that forum. Never mind. I messed it up. Damn it.
Oh, really? You think so?
Hey, shut up, Eric. You bastard. Now, but call 1-206-202-3491 and send us a voicemail. Also, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Also, you know, Gmail, they added phone calls. Did you see that, Bill?
No shit.
Like, you go into your email, it says, you can now make phone calls from your email. I'm like, how the hell do I do that? I don't even understand.
Is it like
I don't comprehend
the voice?
I don't know. I really just – it was telling me what it could do now. It even has a dial pad. I'm like, how does this work? I don't understand. But it sounds
really
cool.
Maybe it's like Skype.
Yeah, I think it is like Skype. Maybe we could have a free phone number on there. Because you know, one of our listeners was telling me about G-Talk. Like you could just forward the number to our old number or something.
Right,
and I was like, brain hurts. Are you looking at it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, you have to install something.
Probably Google Voice.
Yeah, it looks
Voice.
Almost exactly like Skype's
Sweet.
Tab.
I'm going to check it out. You know, we got a, you know, we won't do a show next week, so I'll have time to check something out. And I was thinking about, like, for our anniversary, maybe finding an old episode or something and doing an enhanced version of it. Just something kind of to occupy my time with, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging off next week.
What do you guys like? Remember episode 50, Snakes on a Train or
Ooh.
Something like that?
That would be good, because that's a Eugene episode where he sends us something.
Yeah, zombie snakes on a train, Bill. That shit's better than a sci-fi movie, honestly.
Or Land Squid.
Well, we're still going to do Land Squid. It's going to be awesome. I saw some, like, trailer today on firstshowing.net, Bill. And
oh, yes, the much... maligned Alex Billington blog.
It's this, it's a Canadian horror movie that takes place on an airplane. And at the end, they reveal that there's some kind of creature in the air, and it looks like an air squid.
An air squid?
Yeah, so that's
flying
badass.
Air squid.
So I forget what it's called, but like, never mind. I don't even know why I bring it up or if I can't remember it. Oh, great, Jason. What the hell are you doing?
God. Oh, I see there's a new movie with Gemma Arterton, though.
Nice. I'm a huge
and
fan.
She's naked.
Oh, I'm going to the theater, and it's. I'm leaving right now. Is it coming out yet?
I don't know. Not for a while.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks, hopefully. And you know, September's coming around. That means a lot of brand new shows premiering. Can't wait to talk about them. As long as they don't have Scott Conn in it, I'll check it out.
We'll be back to the 3 and 4 hour shows again.
Hell yizzle, and also, you know, we'll talk about more Huge Bell. Because I love that show.
I love the TV.
Hey, it's not funny. Don't make fun of us. All right, guys. See you next week.
See you next
Bye, Steven. Bye, Bill.
Or 2 weeks.
Bye.
Get better, Heather. Oh, wait. You haven't had pulled. Okay. Anyway, bye.
Is it over? Is the barbecue over? Oh, my God.
Your own fucking army, pal.
Yes!
You motherfucker, you.
Oh, really? You think so?
Oh, my God, kill me.
Yeah. Making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
You know, I was waiting for this little naive judgment to come out.
They think you went batshit?
Oh, really? You think so?
I don't know how I feel about this.
I came in here to take a shit.
Ew!
This is cracking myself up.
I came in here to take a shit.
Ew, gross! And then there's Max Katie laughing funny. His ass off again.
I love when you do those.
I got done with the show earlier, and I like was spending way too long doing that. And then it's over within a split second. Oh, man. I've been
That's too funny.
I was giddy tonight. You know, all this week I've been having to get up like at 5:50 every morning, and I think I'm just so tired. I'm giddy.
You're delirious.
Yeah, I was like, I don't wonder that much, but like somebody will listen who doesn't get the show, and they're like, "Why is that laughing throughout the whole show?" But I'm like cracking up the whole time. I'm speaking myself, you know, cracking myself up.
Yeah, I loved it.
That stuff about the. I don't even remember now. It was just an accident, but about the shit eater.
No. Yes.
Oh, Harry Brown. Harry the shit Brown. Eater.
Harry Brown.
Shit eater. That'd be a great movie time. Harry Brown, the shit eater. Oh, that's cracking
or
me
Harry
up.
Brown, colon, shit eater.
I would rent that movie.
I was just thinking, Harry Brown. Private Eye.
Shit eater. It's like those movies called, what was it, the Lorenzo Lamas Snake Eater movies?
Harry Brown Eye. Shit
eater. That's basically it. Oh, man.
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I'm going to listen back to this going, man, was I drunk or something? Wow.
Oh.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Laters, man.
Later.
Nothing like good old-fashioned shit jokes.